We're holding Masech to Yuma Daf Gimel Amud Aleph at the end of the Amud. Four lines from the end. So this is a hemshich of the sugya that the Gemara is suggesting alternatives, alternative days, alternative mitzvahs that would require the avodas korbanos of them would require a din prisha of 7 days for the kohanim in advance instead of Yom Kippur. In our mission, it says Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yochanan says we learn it from Shiva Simei Biluim. Frag the Gemara ve'ema Rosh Hashanah. Maybe instead of Yom Kippur, we should learn from Shiva Simei Biluim Rosh Hashanah. The prisha Shiva liyoyim echad hu. The Hainu also Rosh Hashanah is only 1 day. Yeah, midei raisa the raida. So this is going to match the Miluim, just like the Miluim. You had 7 days of prisha heading up to the 1 day of Shmini of Yom Hashmini, Yom Shmini Lemiluim. So to hear by Rosh Hashanah, it's 7 to 1, right? Because the Gemara was saying before that we're looking for something that is Dumya de Miluim in terms of being 7 to 1 as opposed to 7 to 7, right? By Regalim, yeah. So it would be if you would have a Din Prisha for Chag HaMatzah, so it would be 7 days heading up to 7 days of Avaida. So that's not Dumya de Miluim, by Miluim it's 7 to 1. So that's why we prefer Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is only 1 day. Frag the Gemara, what about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah could be a good option, just like Yom Kippur, because it's also 7 to 1. Oma Avavo. Yeah, and obviously, again, we constantly are referring to the Avodas Korbanos. Yeah, the whole Din Prisha, that's for sure. It's a preparation for the Kayin for the Avodas Korbanos. So when we're talking about Rosh Hashanah also, we're talking about the Korbanos of Rosh Hashanah. That's why he's going to need the Prisha. Oma avavo, donim par ve'ayil shaloi, mi par ve'ayil shaloi. Lafuki atzeves v'Rosh Hashanah, ditzibu ninhu. So the Gemara is saying, there's a different chilik, why Yom Kippur is more dumya demiluim than Rosh Hashanah. There's a certain tzadashave that Yom Kippur and miluim both have in common, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara is throwing in here now also atzeves. Atzeres man dechash, maybe we're asking about Rosh Hashanah, right? But the Gemara beforehand, in the beginning of the Amud, was asking about Atzeres, ve'im Atzeres, right? That maybe Shavuot should be instead of Yom Kippur. So, and that we already had it, we had already terutzim for that. But now that the Gemara is asking about Rosh Hashanah, it happens to be the teretz we're saying about Rosh Hashanah would work also for the previous kasha of Shavuot. So what's the story here? So the Gemara is saying that both Miluim and Yom Kippur have in common that the par and the ayil, the korbanis of the day, are shiloi. They are owned by the kohen that is doing the avodah. It has to be his own korbanis. He has to bring the korbanis. Sure. So, Masha'en Kain on Atzeres and Rosh Hashanah, it belongs to the Tzibu. So, Rashi says, where do we see by Miluim that it's Shaloi, that it's Pav Ayil Shaloi? Yeah, so that's the Hadgosha. You're done in Pav Ayil Shaloi, mi Pav Ayil Shaloi, lafuk yatzaz Rosh Hashanah de Tzibu nino. Zok Rashi, Pav Ayil Shaloi, de Miluim mi Shaloi hu, dichsiv kach lecho egil. When Aaron HaKohen was told to take Korbanos for the Miluim, for the Shmini de Miluim, it says Kach lecho egil, you should take care of it, you should buy it. So it has to be his own. Uviyim Kippurim Nami, Iko Pav Ayil Mishaloi. It's not the only thing you have, there's also other Korbanos on Yom Kippur. But the Pav Ayil, these two minim of Korbanos, you have also on Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol has to bring his own. Because it says Bezois Yovei Aaron al HaKodesh Bepa Ben Boko. So it has to be his own Korbanos. Yeah, we'll see. The Gemara soon is going to bring another pasuk about it. Vehikri is parachatas asher loy. So that's so. But both by Miluim and Yom Kippur, we find that there's a din that the kohen that is doing the avoda, the kohen gadol, the kohen has to bring his own korban when it comes to the par and the ayil. Masha'en kain by the shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. So there you have there the korbanis are of the tzibur. Yeah, the tzibur is buying the korbanis, not the kohen that is doing the avoda. So that's why we prefer learning the din prisha legabe the legabe Yom Kippur, which is about himself. Lichura, the Gemara is not just saying here a technical thing. But lichura, if you think about it, maybe you could find a svara in this. The pshat is, since we find that by miluim the korbanis the pava ayil are mishaloi, so it makes sense that the din prisha that we're requiring, that the Torah required on miluim, is because the kohen is going to bring his own korbanis, so that's why he needs a special hachana for it. The kohen himself has to be paiva shivas yami because he's going to bring his own korbanis, so it's about him. So to on Yom Kippur, it makes sense. Yeah, we should have this din to apply to Yom Kippur, to learn Yom Kippur from it, because also on Yom Kippur you have the kohen gadol going to bring his own korbanis, his own pav ayil. So that's why it should require a special hachana of prisha shivas yamim of the kohen gadol himself. Masha'enkin on Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, he's not going to bring his own korbanis. He's going to bring the tzibur korbanis. So who said when you're bringing the korbanis of the tzibur, you need a special prisha? Saying that there's something that it might have a svara. Makes more sense that when the kohen is bringing his own korban, so he should need a special prisha. He should taka be 7 days before in the Beis Hamikdash because it's something about him. It's his own korbanis. Freg di Gemara, honi choleman de omar kach lecha mishulcha vaasei lecha mishulcha. Elo leman de omar mishul tzibu maiku lemeima. Dehainu, the teretz that we said the chilik between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is based on the hanacha that on Yom Kippur you taka need on Yom Kippur and by miluim you taka need it has to be mishaloi, it has to be shaloi, has to be of the kohen, not of the tzibur. Why? Because it says the lashonis, like we mentioned from Rashi, kach lecho egel by miluim. Yeah, so l'moshul, so kach lecho. We assume that since it says kach lecha, it means mishalcha, that it has to be of yours, right? However, the Gemara says that's not muskom, it's not so pashit. There is a man da'oma that even when the Torah says about something kach lecha or asay lecha, Rashi says is about the chatzaitzvois, asay lecha shtei chatzaitzvois kesef, yeah, or kach lecha here, or kach lecha egel. So there is a man da'oma that even when the Torah says that such a lashon, it doesn't mean that it has to be yours. Kach lecha could be from the tzibur. The lashon lecha doesn't mean mishulcha. Yeah, as the Gemara, as we'll see, the machlokes inside, the Gemara is going to bring a brayse about it. So the Gemara is asking, leman de omar mishul tzibur. So there's no yechilik won't work anymore, because then you could say that even on Yom Kippur even by miluim. It was Mishul Tzibu, just like Rosh Hashanah. On Mimela now, Yom Kippur is not any more Dumi Dumiluim than Rosh Hashanah is, or Atzeres is. What's the Machlokes? It's the Tanya. Kach lecha mishulcha v'asei lecha mishulcha. Yeah, so that's Tanakama. Tanakama says any time the Torah is using such a lashon of lecha, kach lecha, asei lecha, so it has to be mishulcha. When the Torah says, asei lecha shtei chatzitzvus kesef, Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, so it means Moshe Rabbeinu has to buy his own chatzaitzrois, his own silver trumpets, because lecha means mishulcha. There's a din lochem. So too by korbanis, if it says kach lecha, it means that you have to buy your own korban. V'yikhu elecho mishul tzibu. When it says instead of kach lecha, it says v'yikhu elecha, so then the Torah is saying that the tzibur should buy it. Yeah, the kain is doing the avaida, but the tzibur should buy the carbon for him. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. So according to Rabbi Yoshia, so the chiluk works, right? Because by miluim, Itaka says kach lecho. Rabbi Yoina Sonoimer, bein kach lecho vein veikhu ilecho mishel tzibur. Just because it says kach lecho, it doesn't mean that it has to be mishelcho. It's always mishel tzibur. Adarabba, we want it to be mishel tzibur. The dafka. Umat Talmud lo yomer kach lecho. Kivyochol mishelcho ani roitze. Mishulchani writes it. Yaisel mishulahem. Yeah. There's a girso. Mishulchani writes it. Ve'eni writes it mishulahem. The Besos Hashas brings down. So what is he saying here? He's saying mitzad the halacha there's no difference. Even when it says kach lecha, it means mishul tzibur. So why is the Torah using the lashon kach lecha if the Torah does not mean to say any halacha lemaisa in it that it has to be of yours? Adirav, the Torah wants it to be mishul tzibur. So why is the Torah using the lashon mishulcha? The Torah uses the lashon kach lecha. So what it means is Oktu Abiyonasan. All it means is that Hashem is making a point here. That I would like it to be yours. La halacha, it won't be yours. It's going to be mishul tzibur. But I would have preferred to have it a mishulcha. In other words, there would be a special chavivis if it would be of yours. Yeah, if Hashem is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, or he's talking to Aaron HaKohen. So he's saying, I would have a special chavivis in it, in this mitzvah, if it would be of yours. When Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Asay lechosh tei chatzoitzis kesef. He's saying, halavai, it would be your chatzoitzis. Lemaise lahalacha, it has to be mishul tzibur, not mishulcha. But I would, I ke'ilu would prefer it should be of yours. So what do you mean I would prefer? So let Hashem, yeah. So why doesn't Hashem tak ask that it should be mishulcha? You see, that's the iron here. Mitzad echad, yeah. Hashem is making the rules. He's saying, no, I don't want it to be of yours. I want it to be mishul tzibur. But I'm saying that I would have preferred that it should be of yours. So if Hashem prefers, so who's stopping him? So why doesn't he ask that shak taka should be mishulcha? What's going on here? So that's one thing that needs a hesber. Yeah. If Hashem Taka prefers that it should be of Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah, he has a special chavivis, there should be Moshe Rabbeinu's chatzaitzvis, so why doesn't he ask? It should be for his chatzaitzvis, like Tanakama holds. Second of all, what's the Lashon Kivyochol here? That's another ha'ara here. Kivyochol Mishulchani Roitze, Yaisu Mishulahem. Matam Udlai Makach Lecho, Mishulchani Roitze, Yaisu Mishulahem. What does the Kivyochol mean? What is the Lashon Kivyochol? And this is a term that we find also in other places. It's a famous term, kivyochol, and sometimes, and this is a good opportunity for Taka understanding the real meaning of this word, because this is a word that is sometimes being misused by people. You hear of Mordechai. People use, many times you hear people use the term kivyochol, and they're misusing it. They don't really understand what they're saying. So this is an opportunity here. Rashi is being oimed in this musig, so we'll be able to understand, Mitzvah Hashem, what exactly it means, and how does it come in here? Why is the Gemara using it here? So, first of all, about the first Ta'ava. So what's Taka the Pshat? If Hashem Taka prefers, Kiviyachol Hashem here, if Hashem prefers it to be from Moshe Rabbeinu, so why doesn't he ask it should be Taka from Moshe Rabbeinu? So, about that, it's already mivur in the beginning of Rashi. Im hoya tzibur yochol leiskapa b'shi. Rashi lemaisa is bringing two pirushim here in the kivyochol. And the kivyochol, Rashi brings one pirush that he heard. Ani shamati. And then he says, Vani Oimer. You see in Rashi, Ani Shamati Vani Oimer is two different Pirushim in Rashi. One he heard from Rabbi Sava or from someone, and then there's his own Pirush, Ani Oimer. But that both these Pirushim are going on the word Kivyochel. Why does it say Kivyochel here? So that we didn't get to yet. But in the meantime, we're talking about the first Torah, Stam. What's the Pshat Nimalav Shechef Hashem Taka wants it, so why doesn't he do it? So for that, I'm just using the first, the Gavi, the Kivyochel, we're going to go with the second Pshat in Rashi. But I'm just using what Rashi says in the beginning for the first Torah. Im hoya tzibur yochel iskapa b'shul yochid. Yeah, basically what Rashi says here is that is bedafka this has to be mishul tzibur because it's a korban tzibur or the chatzaitzvis or are for the tzibur. So in halacha terms, it makes sense that it has to be dafka mishul tzibur, not mishul yochid, not mishul Moshe Rabbeinu Aaron HaKohen. So that's why Hashem doesn't actually make it a halacha that it should be a mishulcha, yeah, according to Rabbi Yonasan. Not like Rabbi Yoshi. Rabbi Yonasan holds that this is something that be'etzim mitzad the gedoyim of halacha. So it makes sense that it should be mishul tzibur because it's a tzibur dikazach, tzibur dikim mitzvah. It's not a Moshe Rabbeinu's private thing, private mitzvah. However, Hashem is saying halavai kiilu, yeah, that it would be that it would be yours, yeah. Halavai that it would be yours, that it would taka be yours. Why isn't he actually asking it to be yours? Because it's after all, it's a tzibur dikim mitzvah, so it has to be mishul tzibur. Yeah, but Moshe is saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying that I would have even a more of a chavivis in this if it would be your own. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu's chatzitzis. And that's how it's mashma also in the Ritva. The Ritva, Zok the Ritva, Kro hochik omar, kach ze hakorban shel tzibur, v'yehei choshuv ki'ilu hu shelcho, shani roitze b'yoyse. Yeah, so the Ritva is even going a step further. It's not just saying, ki'ilu halevayit would be yours. Hashem is saying, even though l'mayis it's mishul tzibur, and that's how it's supposed to be, but I'm being mechabiv it, I'm being machshiv it as if it's yours. Taka, if it's yours, it's more chaviv by me, it's more chashuv by me. Lemaisa, it's not yours, because it's a korban tzibur, it's a mitzvah shel tzibur, so it's mishul tzibur, has to be mishul tzibur. But I'm considering it as if it's yours. If it's yours, it's more chashuv by me, so I'm being machshiv as if that's the case, as if it's taka yours. Kach ze a korban shel tzibur, v'yehei chashuv ki'ilu hu shelcho. Shani roitze bo yoyis. So that's about, there's the ratzui and the matzui. Yeah, there's the mitzias requires some one thing, and then there's the theoretical. Yeah, theoretically it would be better the other way, right? So that's here the balance between the theoretical and the practical. Practically, it has to be mishul tzibur, but Hashem is saying, you know, theoretically, if it would be yours, I would like it more. So I'm already being machshivit as if it's yours, keilu. Now, that's about the first Torah. Now, what's the Kivyochel, Taka? What's the Lashon Kivyochel? So we'll start from the end of Rashi. What Rashi says in the end, that's true for both Pirushim. Yeah, and you see, Rashi is making a point. V'chein kol Kivyochel shebehashas. Rashi is teaching us here. Right? It's Rashi is saying, this is an opportunity for understanding this Musig in general. Yeah? When you say Kivyochel, what does it mean? Sometimes you even hear people that are talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself and saying, the Kivyochel, yeah? Hey, that's Mamash, what? Yeah? You ever heard that Sprach? It's such a Sprach, yeah? Yeah, Zakta Kivyochel, this is a misuse of the word. It's Mamash, it's a misunderstanding of the word when you're using it in that way. What does Kivyochel mean? Zakt Rashi, Gyochel means that it's possible. Yeah? There's a yicholis for it. It's something possible. It's shayich b'metzias. Eino yochol means that it's impossible. Yeah, we find sometimes in the Gemara there's a lashon. In donim efshar mishei efshar. Yeah, so that's the yochol and lo yochol is like efshar and efshar. Yeah, so yochol means it's possible. Lo yochol means it's not impossible. Now, what does kivyochol mean? Let's just pay attention to the literal meaning of the word. Yeah, kivyochol has the word yochol in it, Yeah? And you're saying kiviyochol. Right? Beyochol means in a case that it's yochol, in a case that it's possible. That's the base. Yeah? Beyochol. Yeah? Now, what is the chaf? Kiviyochol. The chaf is ki'ilu, right? Like ke. Always that's the, we use the kaf. Kaf adimion it's called, right? Kimoi. So kiviyochol means, in English, yeah, if you want to translate an article translation, kiviyochol means as if it's possible. That's the exact translation of this famous term. Kiviyochol means as if it's possible. Or as we would say when we would be talking in a case that it's possible. Yeah. In other words, the whole musik of kiviyochol is used when you're talking about something that is be'etzim impossible. It's not shayich b'metzias. Yeah, but you're using language as if you're talking about something that's possible. So that's why you're adding this as like a, you know, a side note. Kiviyochol, I'm saying this as if I'm talking about something that's possible. Really, it's impossible what I'm saying here. But I'm talking of it as if it would be possible.
I think that's most rave.
What?
People use it rave times.
Like very good. Happy to hear. So let's see if someone is using this about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kiviyochol, the Heilige Kiviyochol, so this is it doesn't make sense. What is it? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not called Kiviyochol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not impossible. So this is partially a misunderstanding of the word. So usually when you use this word Kiviyochol, it's talking about when we have l'mashal dibur Torah k'loshon b'yodam, you talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in musagim of a basav adam, of a melech basav adam. Yeah, you talk about hagshama. Yeah, you're talking about different hanhagis or midos kiviyochol. Yeah, right away I'm saying kiviyochol. Yeah, or ivarim. Yeah, enei Hashem, yad Hashem. Yeah, or you're saying Hashem is angry, Hashem is happy. So in all this kind of sprach, which what the Chazal called dibur Torah k'loshon b'yodam. So that's where we use the term kiviyochol, because we're saying, really, in reality, it doesn't make sense to use these terms about Hashem, because we know that it's impossible by Him, because He's beyond these things. Yeah, He's unlimited. So there's no gashmius, there's no ivarim, there's no midis, there's no, yeah. So all these things, all these terms about HaKadosh Baruch Hu are really impossible. It's not something that is. That it makes any sense in reality. However, we're using it kiviyochol, ki'ilu we're talking in a case that it is yochol, that it is possible. Ki'ilu we're talking about a melech basav adam. By a melech basav adam, if he would act this way, so we would say he's angry. So when Hashem acts this way, so we use the same term. There's a kas here, there's a kas Hashem. Kiviyochol, there's a kas. Hashem is not really angry, he's not a basav adam, he's not limited to feelings and to me this, but ki'ilu beyochol, ki'ilu we're talking about someone that it is possible by him, that these terms. So that's the, so kiviyochol is like an apology, saying, it's not, I don't mean it, don't take me literally, I don't really mean that Hashem is angry. I'm saying, ki'ilu, it's shaykh, ki'ilu we're talking about by someone that it is yochol, that it is possible. So that's the common use of the word kiviyochol. And that's the, I mean, the common use in Shas, and that's the meaning of the word. The problem is, in our case, lichura, it's not, it doesn't fit this bill. Because what are we saying here? We're saying, Mishalchani writes a Yosef Mishalahem. Hashem would prefer that the Chatzaitzviz or the Korban should be Moshe Rabbeinu, let's say, yeah? Now, what's impossible about that? There's a special chaviv, it's the Moshe Rabbeinu. What's impossible? Why is it something impossible by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have to say kiviyochol about it? So that's where it gets tricky. You see, in our case, we're not talking about some kind of a hagshama, yeah, saying about Hashem, something that it's not shaykh by Hashem, so we have to apologize that it's only kiviyochol. Here we're talking about something that, well, Hashem is saying that the Moshe Rabbeinu's chatzaitzvus would be more preferable. What's impossible about it? Why do you have to apologize and say it's only kiviyochol? That's the problem here. So for that, Rashi brings two pirushim: one he heard, and one he's saying on his own. So maybe we'll mention both. So first, Rashi says, "Kivyochol ani shomati im hayotzibur yochol iskaper b'shul yachid ha'isi roitze yod b'achz megiyah mishul ha'isi roitze." Da'ainu zok Rashi. In this, it's true that kivyochol means if it would be possible. But in this case, it's not because we're talking about something that is in general impossible by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather here, what we mean is that it's impossible, the etzim metzius, that a korban tzibur, or a mitzvah shel tzibur, would be miskayim with private property. The Hainu, it's halachically impossible that you would have a korban tzibur that could be miskaper b'shel yochid. The staka is going to come up later in the masechta. We'll see. There's a sugya l'mashal about the big day kahuna of Kohen Gadol and the big day loven of the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur. So there's a halacha that if you have a rich Kohen Gadol, he buys himself a better big day loven that are more expensive, that are more fine material. Yeah, so he could do that. However, he has to be moisun latzibur before he does that avodah. It can't stay his private property. It has to belong to the tzibur. That's a halacha. What's the pshat in this? Because he's going to do avodah tzibur with it, so he can be the tzibur can be yaitzed avodah tzibur with something that's private. Yeah, al zeh derech we find by korbanis tzibur. That the korban tzibur of every day, even the korban tamid, yeah. So in order for the tzibur to be yaitzah with it, so everybody has to have a shut for smaman in it. It has to, so to speak, it has to be some kind of a partnership that it's taka owned by the tzibur. How do you do that? You have the machtis shekel, right? Everyone pays a share, so you become a shareholder in the korban tzibur. So that's a general concept we have by korban tzibur, by mitzvah tzibur, that it has to also financially belong to the tzibur. It can't belong to a yachid, and then the tzibur is going to be yaitzi with it, or going to be miskapi with it. Zokt Rashi, that's the kivyachol we're saying here. We're talking here about a korban tzibur, about a mitzvah shel tzibur. Zokt Rabbi Yainason, such a thing, it's not shaykh that it should be of a yachid. If it would be owned by a yachid, so the tzibur won't be miskapi in it. Right? So the Elamai, Hashem is saying, I would have preferred that it should be privately owned by Moshe Rabbeinu, who has special chashivas and special chavivas, but it's not possible. Why? Because if it would taka be privately owned, so the tzibur wouldn't be miskaper in it. So that's why he's saying kivyachol mishulchani writes a yaisu mishulahem. Yeah, if it would be possible, I'm talking a bit of as if it's possible that it should be yours. I would prefer, but lemaisa it's impossible. Why? Because it's a korban tzibur, so it can't be owned by a yachid, because then the tzibur won't be miskaper in it. So that's one mahalach in Rashi. That Rashi says shamati. That's the kivyochol. It's that interesting. We see that Tanakama, yeah, according to this, it's even more interesting. Rabbi Yoshio Take holds that it is mishulcho. Lemaisel halacho, it is mishulcho. Yeah, it's interesting. What Rabbi Yonason says that it's impossible. It's not just a machloikis here. What Rabbi Yonason holds that is impossible, Rabbi Yeshia says, not only it's possible, but that's taka da aloha lemaisa. Because Rabbi Yeshia taka holds that kach asay lecho shtei chatzishis kesef means that it has to be owned by Moshe Rabbeinu, adi rabba. It taka means mishulcho. Yeah, where it says kach lecho bar korban, so taka means mishulcho. Even though we talk about a mitzvah tzibu, korban tzibu, it's still shaykh. Yeah, so maybe the pshat is he holds that it's taka not a korban tzibu, maybe it's taka korban yoch, okay? So that's a horror. You see that what Rabbi Yonason sees it as impossible according to the first Mahalach in Rashi. But anyway, so that's one Mahalach Rashi says in the Kivyochol. Nacha Mahalach he says, and the Ritva gives a mark here, the Ritva says that HaPivush HaNochon Ki Pivush HaSheini is Pivush Rashi Zel. So what's the Pivush HaSheini? Zokt Rashi, Vani Oimer, Lefi Shedover Koshehu Loimar, שהקדוש ברוך הוא קץ בישראל. אומר כביכול, כלומר, על כוחנו יאמר כן, כאילו, אפשר לא יאמר כן. דהיינו, זוקט רשי, it's true, we're not talking about some kind of a gashmis, of gashmis terms about הקדוש ברוך הוא, so that's not the regular כביכול here. But still, Rashi says, what are we saying? It was Hashem is saying, I would prefer if it wouldn't be a korban of Gantz Christ, well, rather it would be the private korban of Moshe Rabbeinu. It would be owned by Moshe Rabbeinu, or the Chatzeis would be owned by Moshe Rabbeinu. Zogt Rashi, it's not really shaykh to say such a thing. Because by saying such a thing, what are you saying? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is katz b'Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kilu mayis in Klai Yisrael. He doesn't like it if it's owned by Klai Yisrael. How could that be? That Hashem is being katz, like mayis in Klai Yisrael. I don't like it that it's Klai Yisrael. I would like it better if it would be yours. But no, that's how it is. So hareini keilu, it's kabalti. You can't say that. So that's why we're saying Kivyochu Zokt Rashi. We're saying, as if it would be Shaykh to say that a Kodesh Baruch Hu prefers Moshe Rabbeinu than Klai Yisrael. So we're saying that. But really, it's not Shaykh to say that. Chavivus of Klai Yisrael can't say that Hashem is saying, it's maybe secondary, the Chavivus of Klai Yisrael. It's not Shaykh. It's not possible to say that. So that's why we're saying the Kivyochu. But at the end of the day, the term kivyochol stays the same. And all these piwushim and in general, in Gantz Shas, kivyochol means you're saying something that is really impossible, but you're talking about it as if it's possible. Okay? So that's the kivyochol. Vaitin the Braiso. So far we had two shitas, of Yoshi and of Yenoson. Abba Chonon Omar Mishum Rablozo. A third shita. Kosuv echad oimer v'osisu l'cha aroin eitz. V'kosuv echad oimer v'osu aroin eitz. That's a shittim. Yes, we're talking about the oren here. Yeah, the shayla if we're talking about the same oren or not. Yeah, but the Bai say, hey, you see, pshuta, we're talking about the same oren here. In one place in the Torah it says, v'osisu l'cha, you should make it. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu should make it. Or mishulcha, it should be owned by Moshe Rabbeinu, he should buy it. In the other pasuk it says va'asu loshen rabim va'asu aron atzisishitim, so it should be mishul tzibur. So which one is it? Haketzad sustira zokter kan bizman sheisol oisim utzayin shul mokim kan bizman sheini sol oisim utzayin shul mokim. So which one is which? Zoktrashi bizman she moisim utzayin shul mokim nikveis ha'avaydal shmom. Yeah, so that's something we have to realize here. The teretz that he's being saying for being miyashiv sustira is not a halacha teretz. He doesn't mean that sometimes it has to be Mishul Yochid and sometimes Mishul Tzibu. He's just saying that the term the Torah is using here about Kilu referring it to the Tzibur or to the Yochid, that depends on the case, how is it being seen? Now, what's the Halacha L'maisa, who should buy it? Bizman Shem Moisim B'Tzoni Shul Mokim and Klai Yisrael are good, Zok Rashis, and then Nikri Sa Avoid Al Shmom, so then it's considered that it's a Tzibu Dike Orin, the Asu Orin. Masha'en Cain with the Einoisim B'Tzoni Shul Mokim, so they're not Roi Lekach, that the Orin should be Nikri Al Shmom. And this Mistama, the Pshat is because it's specifically talking about the Orin, because the Orin is the Mokim Shechino. The Shechino is on the Orin, right? Bein Akruvim, Bein Abadim. So specifically the Orin, for being Zoiche, that the Orin should be Nikri Al Shmom, that means that Ki'ilu, the Shechino is Shoire on Klal Yisrael's Orin. For that you have to be Roi Lekach, has to be Oisim Mitzvah Shul Mokim. Christ will not Oisim Mitzvah Shul Mokim, so they're not qualified, they're not Zoich, they're not Roi, that the Shechino should be on their Orin. So that should be considered, the Shechino is on their thing. So that's why then it says Vosiso Lecho, then it's Kilu referring to specifically to Moshe, it's Moshe Rabbeinu's Orin. The Shechino is on Moshe Rabbeinu's Orin, not on Christ will's Orin. That's what Rashi learns here. The Marshal, Tako, wants to suggest an opposite pshat of Rashi. You see, when the Gemara is saying "kancha oisim etzenik shlomo," "kancha ein oisim," the Gemara is not saying which is which, right? Rashi is saying the better one is luchem is ve'osu, that it's mishul tzibur. That's b'shosh oisim etzenik shlomo. The Marsho has a different pshat. Zok to my opposite. Zok to Marsho. Ve'oyd yishloima behefich. Bizman shoisim ritzoni shul mokoim nechshav melachton ki ilu os ason Moshe. As we saw in the Gemara before, when it's Moshe Rabbeinu's, so it's even more preferable, right? That's what Hashem said. Mishulchani writes a yosim mishulahem, right? So zok to Marsha, when Klai Yisrael oisim ritzoni shul mokoim, so there's a special chashivis that there are in It's taka their Orin, but it has a special chashivas as if it's Moshe Rabbeinu's. So that's where it says asay lecha. So the asay lecha, v'asisa lecha, is talking b'shash oisim atzayin shul mokin. Then the Orin of Christ was so chashiv as if it's Moshe Rabbeinu's Orin. ובזמן שאין עושים אצלנו של מוקוין, לא ינחשוב מלאכתם כאילו אסון מוישה. וניקרס על שמום, and here the Marshall is using a very sharp illusion, וניקרס על שמום כאילו עושים מלאכה בעלמו. כאילו עושים מלאכה בעלמו. Okay. Anyway, so this is interesting. You have here an opposite pshat, Rashi and the Marshall, yeah, about how to touch up the Gemara's teretz, the Hainu, when is it going to be considered Shul Kreislo, and when is it going to be Shul Moshe Rabbein? Considered Shul Moshe Rabbein. Okay. So this is the three sheetahs that I have in the Brisa. So basically, the third sheetah is just saying, yeah, that it could be, you have the case of Lecha, and it's Bechla, not referring to Halacha Lemaisa, but it's just saying, how is it considered? Yeah, so that's another way. But anyway, according to Rabbi Yonason, so Lehedya, he says Bein Kach Lecho Bein Veikchu Lecho Mishul Tzibur. Yeah, so going back to our sugya, so the Gemara is asking, according to him, so Had Vakushi L'Duchta, maybe the Din Prisha should be Noyeg by Rosh Hashanah instead of by Yom Kippur. Aye, what's the teretz you said? Yom Kippur is more Dumya de Miluim because there it's Mishulcha. Mashenkin Yom Rosh Hashanah is not as Mishul Tzibur. In fact, the Gemara, who told you by Yom Kippur, by Miluim it is Mishulcha? By Miluim alone, you're saying Yom Kippur is Dumi to Miluim because they're both Mishulcha. Mashenkin Rosh Hashanah and Atzeres that are Mishul Tzibur. Who said Miluim is Mishulcha? Maybe Miluim is also Mishul Tzibur. And also Yom Kippur maybe is Mishul Tzibur. So everything is equal. All Miluim, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Atzeres, it's all Mishul Tzibur. We find the Lashon Lecha by Miluim or by Yom Kippur. According to Rabbi Yonason, Sineshkin Raya, even when it says Lecha, it's still Mishul Tzibur. So Imelo, yeah, so that's a Pircha on the Teretz. Now, Taisfis have a Kashi here. Lichura, yeah, the Gemara is saying this Teretz, this Chilik that we said between Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah is totally in the Machlekes Tanoim, right? Right. Anytime it says Kach Lecha, is it Mishul Yochid, Mishul Cha, Mishul Tzibur? But fact that is Lichura, even after we have this Machloikis, still the Chilek could still work. Lekula Alma, why? Zok Tais says the whole Machloikis we have here is about the Mominus Sheboy. Who should buy it? Who should own it? However, Lekula Alma, Zok Tais says, everyone agrees that the korban that Aaron HaKohen brought, the Parva Ail on the Shemini the Miluim, had a status of a korban yachid and not a korban tzibur. Even if you say that it had to be owned by the tzibur, or the tzibur had to buy it, mishul tzibur, but the heftza of the korban was not a korban tzibur, was a korban yachid, was Aaron HaKohen's private korban in terms of the kapara sheboi. Aaron was the one that was supposed to be miskaper in this korban. Taisus bring down it says in Teiras Koyanim in the Medrash Sifra that it was the par of the egil of the miluim. It says kach lecho egil. So this egil was a kapo of Aaron HaKohen about the chayta egil. Aaron HaKohen privately had a special charge against him about the Chet Egil, right? We know Aaron HaKohen was personally involved in the Chet Egil. So there was a Bazundera Taino on Aaron HaKohen, the individual, the Gavra, about the Chet Egil. And before he started the Avodas Kehuna, yeah, for the first time, he needed a Kapara for the Chet Egil, for his own Chet Egil. And that's what the Egil was for. When it says, Kach Lecho Egil was Tako Korban Yachid of Aaron HaKohen to be miscapering it for the Chet Egil. It was not a Korban Tzibur. It wasn't a Kapor for Christ. It was a Kapor for Aaron HaKohen as a Yachid. It also says in the Pasuk, Zoktaitis, Mashmid the Pasuk, it says, V'osisa es chatoscho, v'es oilosecho, v'kapir ba'adcho, v'aseyes korban ha'om, v'chapir ba'adom. So it says Lehedi in the Torah that there was korbanes that were kaparo for Klal Yisrael, for the tzibur, But there was also korbanos there that were kapara, which the chatas and the oil, yeah, the oil and the pa, which were kapara ba'adcha for privately for Aaron HaKohen. So it was a korban yochid. Frektoises v'in kain lemo donim pa chatas shaloi. Place in the end of Amud Aleph, Shehu miskaper boy, mipachat eshaloi, Shehu miskaper boy. So basically, Tais is asking like this: you're right that about the ownership, about the bailis, there's a machlokes. Yeah, about the lachem, there's a machlokes. But still, everyone agrees, lekula alma, that in terms of the heft of the carbon, the kapara of the carbon, it was a carbon yachid by miluim, not a carbon tzibur, right? So too on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol brings the Pav Ha'ayil, the Pav Ha'ayil that he brings on Yom Kippur is the Kapara for himself. That's the Kapara not for the Tzibur, that's the Kapara for himself. He also brings Korbanos for the Tzibur, the Pav Ha'ayil for himself. So Frektoisis, so forget about the Bailis. It's true that about the Bailis there is a Man D'Oma that in both cases it's Mishul Tzibur, that even in Miluim it's Mishul Tzibur, right? On Yom Kippur. But in terms of the etzin carbon, the kapara, lekula alma, it's shul yachid. So we still have a good chiluk frektoisis. By atzeres, by rosh hashanah, it's be'etzim a carbon tzibu. Not only the bailis is of the tzibu, but the etzim kapara is for the tzibu. Masha'en ken miluim on Yom Kippur is a kapara for the yachid, it's a carbon, yachid be'etzim. So even according to Rabbi Yonason that holds that it should be mishul tzibu, even there, even if he does hold this way, right? But still, the chiluk could work because still there's a chiluk in terms of the etzim kapara of the carbon. You hear?
It's a big chiddush that until he saw Taisus, it seems like the pshat is that it depends on where the animal's coming from, not the carbon itself, but where
it's
the
true.
Animal,
it's
which
true.
Store you bought it from.
It's like, true. No, what are you saying? It's pashas that it's talking about the mammonis. The Pashas is talking about the moment. It's true.
Yeah.
No, Taisa not changing that. Avadi Rav Avohu, when Rav Avohu made his chilik, donim pava in shaloi, lafuket says v'oshishon etzibuninu, he was talking about the momentis. And that's why the Gemara is asking about the momentis, that we have a machlekes about it.
Yeah.
Taisa not arguing with that, just Taisa saying that even though, legabi the momentis shaboi, So maybe we have a kashi, so it doesn't work. According to Rabbi Yonason, however, frektoisvis, you could still make the same kind of chilik, a similar chilik between yachid and tzibur, not about the mominis, the bailis, but about the etzim carbon. Even according to Rabbi Yonason, there's going to still be a chilik, legabi, the etzim kapra of the carbon, whether it's a yachid and tzibur. Taisa is not saying that's what Rav Avohu meant. Taisa is saying we could still have this kind of chilik lekula alma. So what is the Gemara? The Gemara is kind of slugging up this whole chilik because according to Rabbi Yonason. In fact, Taisa says no. Even according to Rabbi Yonason, the same kind of chilik could work. Yeah, it won't be about the mominis. It will be about the etzim carbon. Maybe it's even better. Yeah. So Taisa not coming to argue here. What's the taich of the words of Rav Avohu?
Good. But Lamaisa, the whole sugya is interesting. I found it interesting all the time, but now I brought it out more because I was so crazy. The big nafkamina here of Mishal Tzibur Mishal Yochid is where the animal's coming from, which is takia. It's unbelievable that this, what makes something Mishal Yochid Mishal Tzibur, we've got the carbon, we got the not carbon, we got the animal.
No, the bailis. It's about the bailis. Like you have a din lochem on some mitzvahs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about the bailis. Is it privately owned by the kohen that is doing the avodah, or is it the property of the tzibur? Like we said, by carbon tzibur, machtis a shekel, moisum la tzibur. So the akubanis that are privately owned by the kohen. So that's he's being mechalik. So the Gemara is saying that chilik is not shayach according to Rabbi Yonason, because according to Rabbi Yonason it always belongs to the tzibu. Fact is, it's true that it belongs to the tzibu according to Rabbi Yonason, but even Rabbi Yonason agrees that the etzim carbon is a carbon yachid. It's a kapara of the yach of the kohen. So that's still a chilik. That's still a good enough chilik. What's wrong with that chilik? What's bothering you?
It's an old thing, it's not a new
thing,
it's not nothing to do with it.
Okay, anyway, so Taisa Stako pretty much blind by this Taisa, blind by this Taino. In other words, Taisa is staying with the Stako good chiluk. Taisa is saying, Inachinami, the Havi Motzi Lushnu Yochi. Inachinami, this is Stako good chiluk, the Gemara could have said it. Eloha Emes Metavitz Loi, the Kula Alma Moidu Hochot Mishuloi, maybe get the Mafaj Vazil. As we'll see, the Gemara is going to say, that even though Rabbi Yonason in general holds that it's Mishul Tzibur, even when it says lecha, it means mishul tzibu. But in this case, it's different. This is an exception of the rule. In this case of the korban of miluim yom kippur, even Rabbi Yonason is maide that it's taka mishul yachid. Even the baidis, if a yaza yachid to get baidis, right? So that's the bottom line. So that answers the kasha kipshutoi. We taka go back to the pashta chiluk of avavok kipshutoi. About the baidis, and even Rabbi, if it's going to work out the kula alma, as the Gemara is going to explain. So he made a zaktei yinchinami. The Gemara could have said, you don't have to comment it. The Gemara could have said, even if the baidis is not of the yachid, but still the etzim korban is a yachid, we still have a good chiluk. But the Gemara didn't have to say it because the Gemara is saying better. The Gemara is saying in this case, taka even legabi the baidis, Rabbi Yonason agrees. The kula alma, it's mishul yachid. So that's why we don't have to comment the taisis as chiluk. Taisis as chiluk is true. But we can stay with the Pashto Chiluk about the Bailis, even according to Rabbi Yonason. How does that work? Zog the Gemara, back to the Gemara. Ad kan loy pligi, elo bekicho is de alma, vasio is de alma. Kicho is de alma, de aino. This machloik is in general. When it says in general, kach lecha, yeah, just because it says the word lecha, zog to Rabbi Yonason, it doesn't mean that it's Mishal Yochid, it's still Mishal Tzibu. However, in our case of Miluim and Yom Kippur, here it's different. Here, even Rabbi Yonason is Moide. Zog de Gimara. Kicho is de Alma. What's the example for Kicho is de Alma? Kach lechosamim. Kach lechosamim. Yeah, about Ktoiris. Is there any extra? I just, it's not polite, you know, to straight from the... Yeah, so that's a general example for kach lecha. What about v'osiso lecha, asiyo is d'almo, asay lecha shtei chatzitzis kesef. So these are examples, general examples for when it says lecha, and still, according to Rabbi Yonason, it means mishul tzibu. Avol hanoch, in our cases, in Miluim and Yom Kippur, Pirushei komifavish de Mishul Chahu. Here, it doesn't only use the Lashon Yachid of Lecha. That taka is not enough, according to Rabbi Yonason. But here it says befavish in the Psukim that it has to be owned by the Kayin, that it's Mamish Mishul Chah Kipshutoi. And Mela here, even Rabbi Yonason agrees. Where do you see it in the Psukim? Zog di Gimara, be Miluim, Michde ksiv ve'el b'nei Yisrael tedaber leimor kichus se'ir izim lechatos. So that's one pasuk. And then it says v'yoyimer l'aroin kach lecho egil ben boker lechatos. Lomoli, shma mino kach lecho mishulcho. What's the Gemara's diyuk here? Zokt Rashi, kach lecho lomali. Yeah, it sounds like the Gemara is saying there's a miyuta dike pasuk here, but Rashi is touching it up differently. Kach lecho lomali deshoni krua bedibure mimashi hischir daber. Dehainu, when it just says out of the blue, it says kach lecho samim masay lecho chatzay tzvois. So Rabbi Yonason says, so what if it says loshin yochid? Just because it says lecho loshin yochid, it doesn't mean that it's owned by him. That it's still mishul tzibu. But here it's different because here it already mentioned Lashon Rabbim about something else. It says, "El bnei Yisrael tedaber leimor kichu se'ir izim lechatos." Bnei Yisrael, the tzibu should buy a korban. And then about a different korban, the Torah is changing the Lashon, the same passion. It's saying, "Vayomer la'aron kach lecho egil ben boker lechatos." So when you were coming, we're talking in the context of Lashon Rabbim, and now you're changing it to Lashon Yachid. So here, Lehedya, the Torah is implying that this Lashon Yachid is significant, that it means that it has to be owned by him, by the Kohen, by Aaron. The Shinui HaLashon in the Pasha is an indication that here it's Dafko. Yeah, in other words, Kilu Rabbi Yonason saying B'derech Kalam when it says Lecho, it's Lav Dafko. Yeah, in a way. Yeah, here, it has to be Dafko, because you see the Torah changed the Lashon. It started with Rabbim about a different korban, and all of a sudden when it gets to this korban, it changes to yachid. So vayis is here, it's bedavka mishulcho lekula alma. So that's how we know that by miluim it's taka mishulcho, not mishul tzibu. So we already get back to Rav Avos Teretz. By miluim taka, there was something unique about it that it had to be owned by Aaron HaKoyen. Not like that. It says Tzibur. And even Rabbi Yonatan agrees that by Miluim it was Mishal Yochid. What about Yom Kippur? We're saying Yom Kippur is doing the Miluim. By Yom Kippur it was Mishal Yochid like Miluim. Where do you see by Yom Kippur that it's Mishal Yochid? That even Rabbi Yonatan, it's such a shtak, Loshen, even Rabbi Yonatan is going to agree. Zogdi Gimor, Yom Kippur, Mich Diksiv, Bezois Yavoy Aaron El HaKodesh, Bepar Ben Bokor Lechatos. So that's one pasuk. That's talking about the par. So that's referring specifically to Aaron. Aaron should bring a par. And then it says, "Umeis adas bnei Israel yikach shnei seiri izim lechatos." Yeah. So now, when it's talking about the other kodesh, the seirim, it's saying that he should take from the tzibur, from adas bnei Israel. So we have a shinui haloshon here. Not only that, then it goes back again to Aaron's kob and to Aaron's par, and it says vehikri v'spar achatas asher loy. Right, so the Torah is being madgish here lehedyo that the par, differently than the seirim, is asher loy. It's his par. The seirim or the seirim of the tzibu bnei Yisrael, mashenkin the par is asher loy. It's his. So here we have a hadgosha in the pasuk that we're talking about. That the power is taka owned by the Kohen Gadol, and Mimelo here even Rabbi Yonason agrees with that. It's Likula Alma. So Mimelo Bekitzur Rabbi, so we're back to the original Teretz Kipshutoi about the Bailis. Okay, so it works like Ulam. Weiter. Shma mino, lama li shma mino, hai loy mishaloyu. Okay. So both by Yom Kippur and Miluim, it's taka mishaloyu, not mishal tzibu, like Ulam. Even in terms of the Bailis. So that's one teretz, okay? So we worked it out. So that's where Vavo's teretz on the Kasha of Rosh Hashanah. Now we're moving on to new teretz. Ravashi Omar. Donim par lechatus ve'ayil oilo mipar lechatus ve'ayil oilo lafuki rosh hashanah ve'atzeres de tavayu oilo isninu. So also Ravashi, like Rav Avohu, yeah, once he's answering the kasha about Rosh Hashanah, so he's already also using this teretz for answering the previous kasha that we had to matzeres. The chilik that he's saying about Rosh Hashanah works for both. So what's the chilik? He's saying we find a korban par and a korban ayil, both by Miluim and Yom Kippur and Atzeres and Rosh Hashanah. Just, there's a chilik. By Miluim and Yom Kippur, so the par and the ayil were the same kind of korbanis. The par is a chatos, and the ayil is a oilam. Masha'en kein, Rosh Hashanah and Atzeres, both the par and the ayil are a korban oilam. Neither of them is a chatos. So that's why Yom Kippur is more dumi de miluim. Yeah. You see, we invite to see here the side we mentioned already a few times that there's rayis that the Shmiri, in other words, the Gemara is not just doing here a technical thing that we're looking for. Which day to apply the din prisha of miluim the dayrai? So we're looking for something that is the most similar, most dumi the miluim. But it seems like there's more than that here, and that's we mentioned. There's a Ramban and Chumash that talks about it, and there's raid about it, the Heintike raid. So it's brought down on Sefer Imre Chaim, yeah, b'shem Bichel Zilber that on Chumash. That he says the Shmini Demiluim, the Yoim of Shmini Demiluim, be'etzim in a way had a Din Yom Kippur as a. To a certain extent, that day was be'etzim was similar to Yom Kippur. It's not just that it has a Din Prishon. We're looking for what to learn from it, and we're saying that it's most similar to Yom Kippur. But it was something that Taka be'etzim, the Yom Shmini Bimiluim had a certain Kedusha, a certain Chashivis like Yom Kippur, and there's all kinds of Nafkiminis Lidina. The Ramban Chomish talks about all kinds of Dinim that we find that are similar between Shmini Bimiluim and Yom Kippur. And you see, this is what you see in our Sugya all along. The Gemara is showing you that in the halachas of the Korbanis, of Yom Kippur and Shmini Lemiluim, there's different Tzad HaShavis, there's different similarities. So Haloi Davu, it's not a coincidence. So yeah, so according to this Yesod, yeah, it makes sense. The Pshat is a Shmini Lemiluim was Tako Yom Kippur Azah. So that's why, just like on Yom Kippur, you need a Parv Ayla, Echod Le'oilu Ve'echod Le'chata, so to on Shmini Lemiluim, it's Tako, it's the same. It's the same kind of thing. And we mail it, once we say that, that also could shed new light on the whole sugya, on the whole din of our sugya, that the din prisha of miluim, which was a din l'shah, when you want to apply it l'dairis, so we're applying it to Yom Kippur. Why? Because taka be'etzim, the shmini de miluim was a Yom Kippur azah. And we mail it, when you want to apply the din prisha of it to dairis, so we're applying it to the dairis, the Yom Kippur. Yeah, so it's not just technically we're finding different tzad hashavos, and email in terms of the drasha, it's better to learn Yom Kippur from it. But it seems like there's more to it. It's taka something better. Shmi Yatzeres taka had a certain gather of Yom Kippur azah, even though it was Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Yeah, but it had to a certain extent it had taka, like a din Yom Kippur azah, and email that's why the be'etzim. In other words, you could say at the end of the day, the din prisha is a din in Yom Kippur. So, just there's two nafkeminis. There's Yom Kippur kipshuto, Yom Kippur ledoivos, and also Shmini de Miluim is also Yom Kippur azah. So this is going to be an opposite attitude of the whole sugya. You see, of the way, if you take it literally, the sugya, so be'etzim the mekayre is Shmini de Miluim. That's the original din prisha, and now we're applying it also to Yom Kippur. Yeah, it's borrowed for Yom Kippur, like it's a copy and paste Yom Kippur. But the way we're saying it now, yeah, this is not what they say. They're not talking about our din prisha. I'm just using this yisoid. This yisoid that has rise that taka the shmini de miluim was be'etzim Yom Kippur azan. That explains also why you have all these similarities between the gobanis of them. So that also would give us a new oimik, a new depth in the yisoid of the din prisha of our sugya, and in the tzushta the Gemara is making here, that after the tifkei the shabai is not the pshat, is the original din prisha is the miluim, and we're applying it by yitim ke, but tum faker adirab. The din prisha be'etzim, the yisoid of the din prisha is like the first mission in Yom Shiva Siyayim Kadim Yom Kippurim Afrishim Gengadol Mibaisa. It's be'etzim, it's Yom Kippur dikadin. Just Shmini Atzeres was also Yom Kippur azah. So just like Yom Kippur Adairis needs a din prisha, so do the Shmini Demiluim needed a din prisha, because in a way it was also Epis Yom Kippur. Just in the Psukim, the way we learn it, the Mekayre is coming from the Miluim, and we're telling it to the Yom Kippur, but really in Lundis could be it's Faket. It's Be'etzim, the side of the Mechayiv of din prisha is the Yom Kippur Shabbai. Just so there's the regular Yom Kippur, and even Shmini Demiluim was also Yom Kippur azah, so that's why it also needed a din prisha. Yes, yeah, so that's like it turns the whole thing around. Yeah, so this is again, we see here, yeah, they have the same kind of kobonis unique about Yom Kippur, yeah, differently than a lot of Yom Tovim. Specifically Yom Kippur and Miluim have the same kind of kobonis. So that's the teretz of Ravashi. Ravina Omar Donim Avoida became Godl, me Avoida became Godl. Lafuke kulu kushyasin de lava vaide bekoin godlinu.
This answers everything.
Right? So mamish, this is he said that could shed new light in the whole sugya, every step in the way. Yeah, so here another thing we see. There's a tzad hashavi between the avaida of the Shmini de Miluim and the avaida of Yom Kippur, that both of them require a kohen godl. By Miluim it was Aaron HaKohen, and Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur every year, you know, there's a din, the Avodah is only Kashan Kohen Gadol, the Avodah is Yom Kippurim, right? Mashenk in all the other cases, Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah, so for the Avodah of them, for the Korbanos of them, a Kohen Hedit is Kashan, you don't need a Kohen Gadol dafka. So Vait, we see, there's a specific similarity between another similarity we have between Yom Kippur and Miluim, that they, but both of them, the Avodah needs Kohen Gadol. Yeah, so vital, like the Peter said, we said, Pshat is because Adrabah, because Shmini de Miluim is Yom Kippur Azah, so it needs a Kohen Gadol, right? So that's another reason why to apply the Din Prisha Dafka to Yom Kippur and not to other Yomim Tovim. Yeah, that's Ravino's Chilik. Okay. daka interesting, we find by Shemini de Miluim, there was a certain involvement, and it's true that the Avayda was done there by Aaron HaKohen, by the Kohen Gadol, but we find a certain involvement there of Bnei Aaron in the Avayda, in the Shemini de Miluim. It wasn't Aaron alone. Yeah, so that's Chuvah Shtikl HaOva here on the Gemara. Gemara is saying, just like Yom Kippur, just like Miluim needs a Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur needs a Kohen Gadol, Avayda b'Kohen Gadol. By Yom Kippur, it's Kipshutai, but on Shemini Miluim, if you look in the Chumash, yeah, Parsha Shemini, Takas, it says, you see that also Bnei Aaron had a certain involvement in the Avodah, not just Aaron himself. So that's Takas, something that needs a Hesber. So, maybe, the Rashash later in the Sugya mentions that he brings down from one of the Mefalshim on Chumash. It's interesting. He brings us down b'shem Mefarish. There's a debate about him. He's debatable. There's whether he was kosher or not. Stam. There's an interesting idea here. It's not the Rashash Eifanot. It's the Rashash on the next shtickel. But it's negia here for what we're talking. Shash brings there's a Pirush in Chumash that was written by someone that was like some kind of a half a masculine. Yeah, he was a Yidi. Well, he himself was a Shema Torah Mitzvahs and he was Tam Tchachim, but he already was involved in the beginning of the scholar movement, and there was debate about him between different Gedolim if his Pirush is kosher or not. There's different opinions about it. So you see, the Rashash Tak is quoting him. He's mamish quoting him. Here in the sugya, he's quoting his Pirush and Chumash. So Vayis says the Rashash held that he's kosher. It's not Mendelssohn; it's someone else. Weisel, his name is. So anyway, so the Rashash brings down from his Pirush and Chumash that Bnei Aaron, their involvement in the Avayda was not in the Ikar Avayda. Their involvement in the Avayda of Shemini Lemiluim. Yeah, the Weisel is not saying it for explaining our sugi. He's just talking in Chumash. He's saying that what's going on there is that Aaron HaKohen is doing the Ikra Avayda and Shemini Dimiluim, and the Bnei Aaron are just involved in things that are not the Ikra Avayda. Yeah, the way he brings it down here, he says Hakabalos v'halachos hayu b'al yedei banav. Dehainu the ikra avoda, which was the zrika, was done only by Aaron. That's what Weisel says. That's what Rashash brings down. He says if you look in the psukim there, on the one hand you see the taka significance in Aaron HaKohen's avoda, and the other hand we see that Bnei Aaron are also involved. So the way he touches it up, he says, the Ikra Avayda, which is the Zriko, that's what the Kaporas told you in the Zrikos, the Haktala also, he says, that only Aaron did. Solo. Yeah? Bnei Aaron were not involved in that. Bnei Aaron were only involved in the Kabbalah and the Hilacha. Yeah, that's heading to the Zriko, heading the Haktala. Yeah, they brought the Yvain, they brought the Dam to Aaron, but they didn't do the actual Zriko, they didn't do the actual Haktala. That's the way he's touching up the Psukim there. And it's Taka Meduyik in the Psukim. You see the... Yeah. Hiba Yoyim HaShemini. So, it says... ויאמר מוישה לאהרן, קרב על המזבח, ועשה את חטוסך ועשה לוסך, וכפר בעד חו ועד האום, ועשה את קורבן האום, וכפר בעד האום. So the actual kapora, קרב על המזבח, and do the kapora, which is the עצם זריקו, that is only Aaron. ויקרב אהרן על המזבח, וישחט הסגל אחת את אשר לוי, and then it says, ויקריבו בני אהרן את הדום אלוב. So what's going on here? The Bnei Aaron are just bringing the dam Elov to Aaron. The Hainu, they're doing the Hilacha, the Kabbalah Saddam, the Hilacha Saddam. But the actual Zrika is being done by Aaron. Vayit Kulitz Boy Badam, Vayit Makanis and Mizbech, Vesadom Yatzak. That's talking about Aaron. Yeah? And the same thing about the Akhtorah, Vesachele, Vesaklois, Vesayses, Menachovit Menachatos, Hiktir Amizbecho, that's Losh Miyochid. Aaron only did it. So, and then weiter, so that's about the chatos, the same thing afterwards about the oilo. Vayishchatis oilo, vayamtziu b'nei aron, vayishchatis oilo, doesn't say who, maybe shchidik sheir b'zah. Vayamtziu b'nei aron eilov es hadom. It's very geshmak in the psukim. That's the Rashash is not, if the Rashash is quoting his pirush here, it's a good pirush in the pasho, yeah, it's taka. Vayishchatis oilo, vayamtziu b'nei aron eilov es hadom. The Ainu, Aaron's children brought him the dam. Vayizrikei, while a mizbeach saviv, he did the zrika. Aaron did the zrika alone. Nochamol about the haktava of the oilo. Ves haoilo himtziu eilov lenesocheo. Ves a roish. The Ainu bnei Aaron brought him the ivarim of the oilo. Vayakter al mizbeach. The actual haktava was done by him, by Aaron. So this is the aside of a Weisel's pirush in the Parshas Shmini there, that it's constantly the mahalach was that the etzim azrikon, the etzim haktorah, the ikur avoidis, the ikur kapara was done by Aaron himself. Just bnei Aaron would just do the halacha and the kabbalah, the avoidis that are heading up to the final avoidis, to the final kapara. Yeah, weiter it says then about the shlomim, the same thing. Vayamtziu b'nei Aaron es adom eilav, vayizvekei, ola mizbeach soviv. Yeah, v'esachalovim in ashoir, yeah, the ivar, the imurim, vayosim v'esachalovim alachozes, loshen rabim, the b'nei Aaron, vayakter hachalovim amizbeach, loshen yochid, Aaron, did the actual haktorah. You see, so that's mamish all along, the chatos, the oilu, the shlomim. You see it all along. If you medayek the psukim, you see that b'nei Aaron were only doing the avodas that are heading up to the final avodah, the ikra avodah of zrika naktava, and then Aaron Akoyin was the only one that did the actual zrika, the actual naktava. They only brought him the ivarim, they brought him the dam, which is also avodah. Bring the dam is avodah, ilacha kabbalah. But that's not the ikra avodah. That's not the kapava shibayim. Yeah. So that's the chiluk that he's saying. That's what was going on here. What was going on there? So the Rashash is not bringing this for teaching up Ravino's chilek, but I'm saying lichuvah lefizeh. It also we can have an answer to what we asked that lichuvah it's not accurate. You're saying both of them is avodah b'kohen gadol. Same bilim, same Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, it's true that kol avodah ain't kshev elabai. Right? We saw there's even a shita. There's rishonim that hold that even the Korbanos of Yom Kippur that are not neged Yom Kippur, even from that you need a Kohen Gadol, right? But Korbanos the Avodas Yom Kippur HaMiyuchedes for sure needs a Kohen Gadol. Mashehen came by Miluim, by Shmini Miluim was not. It's true that you see that the Aaron HaKohen had to do the Avodah, the Kohen Gadol, but it also says Bnei Aaron were involved. So Shtikul Pela. So Lefi this Mahalach, this Pirush that the Rosh Hashanah brings down later. So this could be as brief. Should that Ravina is saying al kol ponim b'negiyah the ikur avoda, there's a tzad hashov. It's true that it's not totally the same, because on Yom Kippur even the halacha and the kabbalah has to be done dafka by kohen gadol, right? However, that much when, right, and b'miluim we see that it was bnei Aaron were involved in that. However, that much there's a tzad hashov that in both Yom Kippur and miluim and shmini miluim chosh the ikur avoda, the ikur kapara, had to be done solely only by the Kohen Gadol. So that already is a tzad hashav, by Sheinkin, by Rosh Hashanah, by Yatzaris, that even though the Zrika could be done by a Kohen Adyet. Yeah, so that could be Efshe Pshat, Hasber, and Ravina's Chilik, to answer this Ha'ara. Oydi Shloime, which I'll just mention because without getting into it, this taka Mahalach that is coming from Rishonim, not about this. We find in Rishonim, I'm just mentioning this mamish b'kitzer. There's a lot to be ma'irich about it, but it's not the time. Just we find in Rishonim, or Yesoid, in Tesanti Yesoid, that Bnei Aaron by Shmini de Miluim, they all the Bnei Aaron had a status of a Kohen Gadol. We talk to find such a there is a mekayif for it in Chazal and Rishonim. They're not talking about our sugya. But we find such a musig that Bnei Aaron kilu temporarily by the Shmini Miluim had a shem kohen gadol laza. The kilu had a, they had a status of a kohen gadol. The Ramban talks about it, so I'm not getting into it. But there is such a we find matzin was azay yisaid and mishayim. So al pizeh, maybe we could say a different teretz in our hour. What do we ask? What is Ravino saying that just like Yom Kippur is avoid the b'kohen gadol, also miluim is avoid the b'kohen gadol? It's not accurate because miluim Yom Kippur is only kohen gadol. Miluim we find also bnei Aaron were involved, right? So before we said yeah, but in the ikra avoid it was only Aaron a kohen. Now we're saying efshe kamen zogin andim mahalach. In a chinami, it's true that in miluim also bnei Aaron were involved. However, when it came to the Shmini de Miluim, even the Bnei Aaron had a din kohen gadol. Mimei lekum tois, yeah, kilo there was more than one kohen gadol then. Aaron ubanov were all kohanim gdoilim. So imeilo, even the chelik avoida that Bnei Aaron actually did in Shmini de Miluim, that was also considered a avoida as kohen gadol because they all had a psushtikal din kohen gadol that day. So that maybe could be a different mahalach how to understand Ravina's chelik. You hear? So that's something I'm not getting into the Mekoyris, but I'm just telling you this as a fact, wow, that there is, we do find in Mishayim, as I said, that in that day they had a psashtikul din kohen gadol. You have to know if it applies to this or not, but I'm just saying, b'dech efshir, maybe this could be another mahalach here. Yeah, what's your ha'ora b'vam?
No, I don't think it's a ha'ora. I just wanted to know, when we're saying B'nai Aaron, that the B'nai Aaron had din kohen gadol, is it specifically B'nai Aaron, literally, his family, or any Kohanim?
There was no other Kohanim then, there was only B'nai Aaron then.
Yeah, that's
right?
The answer. I knew there was something, I want to clarify.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right away when it became Kohanim, it was only Aaron Ubanov.
Yeah.
Okay. Itaka. It's taka not exactly accurate. There was that the only ones that existed, because we taka find Pinchas was already born. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Akayin, yeah. So he was already a third generation. He was already grandson of Aaron, and he was already born at that time when they became Kohanim. However, we taka see that he didn't become a Kohen then. The original kehuna was only given to Aaron Ubanov, and Taka the Rishonim say that's what happened when Pinchas did the Maisa Kanois with Zimri. So it says that part of the schar that he got was bris kehunas oidom. The pshat is because before that he wasn't a kohen bichlal. Because he was, this is already coming from, it's already coming from Chazal, but he wasn't a kohen before that, because even though he's from the Mishpacha, yeah, he's Zera Aaron, yeah, today, all Zera Aaron are Kohanim, but that only applies to whoever was born after they became Kohanim, the Hainu. The actual Chalois Kedushas Kehuna originally was only on Aaron Ubanov, the first generation, only his actual sons, not all his descendants, only his sons. This is directly referring to Yahweh here. So it's not true that they were the only ones that existed. Aaron already had grandchildren at that point, but the grandchildren did not become Kohanim. Only his sons, only Bnei Aaron became Kohanim. And that's why Pinchas, which was already born then, but he wasn't a Kohen, because he wasn't Bnei Aaron. Yeah, he was Bnei Bonov, he wasn't Bonov. Only later, when he did this Maisa Kanoe, so he was Zayche to become a Kohen on his own, so to speak. He wasn't Zayche also Zera Aaron, but on his own. He got his own Kehuno for the Schar of this Maisa. Yeah? We see that Lamaisa today, all the descendants of Aaron are Kohanim, so why is Pinchas different? Why did Pinchas need to come onto this special Schus? Teretz is because the reason why today all Zera Aaron are Kohanim is because they were born after this, after the Shmini Lemiluim, after the Aaron Ubanov became Kohanim. So the way the Kedushas Kehuna was chal on Aaron Ubanov was that they could be Mayvishit, yeah, that the Dairis, all their descendants are automatically going to be Kohanim Imeila because they're coming from Kohanim. But Pinchas wasn't born to a Kohen. When he B'sh'as later, when he was born, his father wasn't a Kohen yet. And then his father, Elazar, and then when his father did become a Kohen, Pinchas didn't. Only the first generation became Kohanim. And whoever is going to be born from them from now on, Mikanu Lehabo. So that's why Pinchas didn't have it. So Pinchas had to come out in the special schus of the Bris Kuna Sodom of the Maisa Kanois. So that's the answer. The Taco, we're saying only Bnei Aaron and Kohanim Gdolim. They were the only ones that were Kohanim altogether, not just Kohanim Gdolim. Yeah, if you had other descendants of Aaron and Kohanim at that time, later generations, they weren't Kohanim at all. Not only Kohanim Gdolim, they weren't. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, Rashi. It's Rashi if not. Rashi if not. Bris kehunas oilom. Zokt Rashi. She'af al pi shekvar nitno kehuno lezaroi shel Aaron. Yeah. So what is Pinchas need the bris kehunas oilom for to come onto the schus of the Karnais? Zokt Rashi loy nitno elo le'aroin ulubanov shenim shechu imoy. Uletoy lisayim she'elidu acham shechosam. Aval Pinchas shenoylad koydim lochein ve'loy nimshach. Yeah, the Meshicha was only for Aaron ulubanov loy bo liklal kehuno ad kan. Ve'chein shoninu bezvachim loy niskayin Pinchas ad sha'arogi lezimri. Yeah, so because this is Rashi Oifanot. Rashi says that Pinchas Taka for the Etzim Kehuno had to come on to the Maisa Zimri, because before that, even though he's Zera Aaron, but he was born premature, he was born too early before they became Kohanim. Okay. Where are we here? So that's Ravina's Chilik. V'iko de'amri. So there's an iko de'amri in Ravino. Iko de'amri, Omer Ravino, Doni mavoidot chilo miavoidot chilo lafukei hani delav tchilonino. Second. Yeah. So what is the Gemara saying here? Yeah. A different chilek. Donim avoidot chilo mi avoidot chilo. Both miluim and Yom Kippur is considered the beginning of the avoido, the starting of the avoido. Lafukehani atzeres Rosh Hashanah and atzeres that are not chilo. Their avoido is not an avoidot chilo. It's not a beginning of avoido. My chilo. In which way is the Yom Kippur and the miluim tchilas avoido, the haschola of the avoido? Ilay motchilo b'koin godl haynu kamaiso. What's shatchilo b'koin godl? Zokt Rashi. Ilay motchilo b'koin godl. Donim yom haKippurim sheyavoido rishoino shehutlo b'koin godl b'korbanes tzibur b'yom haKippurim harishoin. Meyavoida shmini lemiluim sheyavoido rishoino shenaseis al yedei koin godl meoilom. Yeah. So what is Rashi saying here? What is Rashi saying here? In both Miluim and Yom Kippur, it was the first time that there was Avodas Kohen Gadol. Right? What's Shara? So in Miluim, in Kipshutoi, it's the first time there was ever Avoida done by a Kohen Gadol, Oilom, because it was the first Avoida. You had Moshe Rabbeinu before that, okay, that we'll get to later. But the first time you had Avoida is Kohen Gadol. What about Yom Kippur? Why is that considered the Scholas Avoida of a Kohen Gadol? Zokt Rashi, we're talking here, Rashi is adding here, or something the Gemara is not saying. B'yoyim HaKippurim HaRishoin. You see? Rashi is saying here, we're not referring to every Yom Kippur. The first Yom Kippur in history, yeah, after Matan Torah, after you had the Mishkan, so that was the first time you had Avodas Kohen Gadol. And Korbanis Tzibur. Rashi is being Magdish Korbanis Tzibur, because a Korban Yochid, the Kohen Gadol, could have brought beforehand. not only on Yom Kippur, but a Korban Tzibur that a Kohen Gadol had to do, Dafka Kohen Gadol, that was Yom Kippur. That was Yom Kippur. So, it's, what is Rashi saying? We're talking about every Yom Kippur. What shall Yom Kippur Rishon? When we want to say, when we want to apply the Din Prisha to Yom Kippur, we're talking Dafko about the first Yom Kippur in history. Every Yom Kippur. So what's going on here? Rashi saying, Haschal of the Avodah is in the first Yom Kippur. And the first Yom Kippur was the first time you had Avodah Kohen Gadol. But we're not only talking about Yom Kippur Rishon, we're talking about every Yom Kippur.
Maybe it would take it, the Dimyon is, we're going to be done with the first Yom Kippur, but somehow every Yom Kippur is maybe hukash to the first Yom Kippur, or it's a, like, I don't know.
So the pshat is it's a svara. We're saying the yomtiv of Yom Kippur has something significant, has a unique milo, that this yomtiv, in the first time that it happened, It was the first avodah of a Kohen Gadol. Masha'en ken other yomim tovim, even in the first time that it started this Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah was not avodah Kohen Gadol. So it's true that we're talking about Yom Kippur Doiris, but we're saying the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur has a milo that when it started in the first Yom Kippur, it was the first time it was avodah Kohen Gadol. So that's something that is considered the milo of this Yom Tov. Since when this Yom Tov started for the first time, so this was also the Haschol of Avodas Kohen Gadol in history of Avodah. So that's a milah that Yom Kippur has over Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah never had this. First Rosh Hashanah.
So according to this, it's only the first Yom Kippur that had the priest.
No. Other Rabbi, I'm coming to answer. I'm saying.
Okay, we have to get it
Florida. Wow. Okay. So I'm saying like this: the Avodah the Din Prisha applies Ledoivis. Just the reason why we're choosing Dafki Yom Kippur over the other Yom Tovim is because Yom Kippur in general, Yom Kippur as a concept, as a Yom Tov, has a Milo. What's its Milo? That historically, the first Yom Kippur was the Haschola of Avodas Kohen Gadol. In other words, the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur is what brought to the world the Musig of Avodas Kohen Gadol. And Mimelo, the Yom Kippur in general, as a Yom Tov, has a milah over other Yomim Tovim that don't have this.
Okay,
so that's so that's it's Yom Kippur. It's the Zelbi Yom Kippur. That. Yom Kippur the Dairis is Yom Kippur. Since this is a kind of Yom Tov that for the first time brought Avodas Kohen Gadol to the world, so
like
Imelo, that's why all Yom Kippur's L'dayris, I have the Din Prisha. Okay. Now, the reason why Rashi has to come on to this is because otherwise, it's not Tchilo B'Kohen Gadol. You need a Kohen Gadol every year in Yom Kippur, but that's not the first time. It's not the Haschol of Avodas Kohen Gadol. So that's what Rashi says, Al-Kohen, we're talking about Yom Kippur and Harishon. That's what Rashi's touching it up. And Imela, it's Mamish Dumi Demiloyim. That was literally the first time. The Miloyim was Taka, the first time that you had Avodas Kohen Gadol. Right? Any Avoda, right? Avodas Kohen Gadol, for sure. Okay. Now, the Rashash. So the Gemara. So this is a Mahalach. The Gemara wants to touch up the Ravina's Ikudamri, that it's about Haskolas Avodas Kohen Gadol. The Gemara shlugging it out because Hainu Kamaiso. This is going to be just like the first Ikudamri, and the first Ikudamri was also the Salzad Derech, the same idea that it wasn't about Haskolah, but it was about Avodas Kohen Gadol. Yeah, there's a Tzad Hashavah between Milum and Kippur that they both have Avodas Kohen Gadol. So now you're adding also the Haskolah, but that's not an Ikudamri. That's not a different Mahalach. You're still working with the same kind of tzushtel, right? So that can be the pshat in the Igadami. Now, the Rashash has a ha'orah about this mahalach of Tchilo B'Kohen Gadol. Frekta Rashash, how could you tell me that on Yom Kippur, what is Rashi saying? Doni Yom Kippurim she avoida rishoyna shehut lo B'Kohen Gadol. Right? The first Yom Kippur was the first time that he had Avodas Kohen Gadol, right? Mm-hmm. Is that so? Yeah, before we spoke about Yom Kippur Lederus. Now let's take a go back to the Yom Kippur Rishon. Mm-hmm. Was Yom Kippur Rishon the first Avodas Kohen Gadol in Korbanos Tzibur? Is that true? Exactly. Hagufa! You're telling me that both Shmini Miluim and Yom Kippur had Avodas Kohen Gadol, right? What came first? Shmini Miluim. Obviously, Shmini Miluim was Ascholas Avoida, Ascholas Meshicha, Kedushas Kehuna, right? Shmini Miluim, when was it? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So already months before Yom Kippur, there was already Avodas Kohen Gadol. So how could Rashi say that the first Yom Kippur Rishon was the first time you had Avodas Kohen Gadol? It's not true. It's Mamash Kushi Yatsuma. Well, that's the Rashash's kasha here.
I don't know if this makes any difference. When Rashi says Benigei Korbanos Tzibur, I'm not shaking.
Miluim was also Korbanos Tzibur. Okay. Yeah, that's the ritva we had in the beginning of the sugya, the beginning of Daf Beis Amud Beis. So the ritva was saying that when we're trying to shtel tzu the din prisha to other korbanos, so we're trying to shtel tzu to Korbanos Tzibur. Yeah, like we had Rashi in the beginning of Beis Amud Beis. You see, Rashi says, "Ve'em atzavot kibbonis lehatzich kol koyin oivit b'mikdash prishul lekibbonis tzibu." See, Rashi begins with beis and with beis.
Yeah. One thing is, we just had the sugya saying that.
1 second. Well, you see the Rashi. First Rashi in beis and with beis.
Yeah.
So Rashi is suggesting, and the Gemara is trying to shtel to the din prishul to kibbonis. We're talking about kibbonis tzibu. Who told Rashi we're talking about kibbonis tzibu? The Gemara is not saying what kibbonis we're talking about. Right?
Yeah.
How does Rashi know that it's Dafka Korbanos Tzibur? Zok the Ritva, Eifenort, there. Zok the Ritva. Pirish Rashi lehatzvich Korbanos Tzibur. Zok the Ritva. The be Korbanos Tzibur ayvi mishum de domi lemiluim domu lemiluim. By miluim was also Korbanos Tzibur. So that's why we're trying to shtel it to Korbanos Tzibur. There's taka then later case in the Gemara where Rashi says Korbanos Yachid, so there's a reason why it's dafka Korbanos Yachid. We spoke about it at the time, but Kopanim, the default is that we're talking about Korbanos Tzibur because that's what Miluim was. Yeah, so Miluim was Korbanos Tzibur.
So we
mentioned before taka that there was also a Korban Yachid there, right? The place is saying the Kaparos Egel of Aaron Akoyin. Yeah, but in general there was also Korbanos Tzibur there, that's for sure. Yeah, maybe most of the Korbanos, there were Korbanos Tzibur, the Korbanos Amiluim. So what is the and already then you needed a Kohen Gadol and Korbanos Tzibur, so that's not a chilik. Already before Yom Kippur there was already a Kohen Gadol and Korbanos Tzibur. So what is Rashi saying that Yom Kippur Rishon was the first time? It's not true. It's Mamash Pela Otsum. So, the Rashash wants to suggest this is basically a kash on the Gemara. Yeah, Rashash is asking this as a kash on the Gemara. Rashi is just teaching of the Gemara. But Rashi is right. Rashi, the Gemara is saying, Tchilo Lavoy, the Skan Gadol. So that was, we're talking about the first Yom Kippur was the first time of the Skan Gadol. It's not really Chu. It was the Miluim before that. So the Rashash wants to say two tirutzim on this kasha. This is mamish, you can't move. There's a kasha in pshat, you're mamish, right? What's going on? It doesn't make sense. So Rashash says two tirutzim. One tirutz he says, and this is where this is the Rashash we were quoting before, this is where it is. Zok to Rashash, al pi the pirush in Pasha Shmini of Ranhu. Ranhu is this, the Rosh Tevis of this pirush, of this, yeah, Rabbi Naftali Hertz Weisel. That's the Rosh Tevis. So his mom is quoting him. He says, "Ayin shom bebiru ranhu that even though there was the Kohen Gadol Aaron was doing the Ikra Avoda, but hakabbalah is ve'ahilacha is haya boyal yidei banov, like we saw in the psukim. So in Meila Zokter, that might be the pshat here." It's true that there was already Avodas Kohen Gadol on, on Shmini Lemiluim, but on Shmini Lemiluim there was also a Hishtatfis, an involvement of Bnei Aaron that were not a Kohen Gadol. Masha'en kein on Yom Kippur kol ha'avaydas d'choy v'asayayim eino yolaboy. On Yom Kippur, even the halachas and the kabbalas have to be dafka done by the Kohen Gadol. So zaktu v'ashash efshe, that's the pshat. It's like it's the theory of relativity. Relatively speaking, the Yom Kippur is anayah hascholaf on Kohen Gadol. I already had avaydas Kohen Gadol on Shmini Limidoy. And that's what you're saying here. That's good for the comparison, right? That also b'shmini miluim is tchilah avodas kohen gadol. So Akhtu Rashash is true, but the pshat is by miluim there was ascholas avodas kohen gadol, because before that there was no avodas kohen gadol at all. However, even b'shmini miluim that there was a din avodas kohen gadol, but there was also kohanim medyaitim involved to a certain extent in some avodas. Masha'enkin in Yom Kippur, now there's a naya ascholah that in Yom Kippur it's only done by a kohen gadol. Only a kohen gadol is kosher. So each one of them was a naya haschola. There's two stages. Mm-hmm. The Shmini Miluim was a haschola of any avodas kohen gadol. By and Yom Kippur was a haschola of avodah that could be done only by a kohen gadol and nobody else involved. Mm-hmm. So that's what Mahalach the Rashash wants to say. Even the tafel dikei avodah had to be done by a kohen gadol on first Yom Kippur. Now, I think, in a way, could be Rashi himself already means to say this the teretz of the Rashash, or similar to that. Look, Rashi has a psahol arichis here. What is Rashi being maivich so much? The first Yom Kippur was the first of his kingdom. The Shmini Miluim, we know, is the first Yom Kippur. Rashi has a whole arichis. Doni Yakipurim she avoid the Rishon or shehut lo bekoin gadol bekobon esibul Yakipurim Rishon ma'avod Shmini Miluim shehi avoid the Rishon or shenasas alidei koin gadol me'oilom. Rashi is saying something here. I think Rashi is coming to answer the Rashash's kasha in a similar way to the Rashash's first teretz. If you notice, there's a very strong diuk you could see in Rashi here. When it comes to Yom Kippur, Rashi says shehi. Have a look in Rashi. See if you see the lashon for it. Rashi dibuas chilei mitchilu b'kohen gadol. You have it? It's a too small gemara for learning to say that. No, I'm serious. This doesn't. You know, Kveger already said. Kveger says you need to have a very a big sefer with clear letters. It's not.
This is a real b'di'evah.
I once heard from a Heintik Adam Chacham that is Baki b'shas.
Yeah.
He told me if you want to remember what you're learning, you have to use a big gemara. Small gemara is not good for remembering.
Totally
also.
Totally agree.
So it's not good that I can say that to use.
Yeah.
Besides, a borrowed gemara is also not good for forgetting a kinyan masechta. It's like we saw a korban yachid, so it has to be mishulcha. If you want to have a kinyan, it has to be your also mominus wise yours. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you see Rashi. Doni Yakipurim she avoid the Rishon. You have it?
Yes.
Zok to Rashi, on Yom Kippur, it's avoid the Rishon no shehutlo bekoin godl. Shehutlo bekoin godl. What does hutlo mean?
That it was mutl only on a kohen gadol?
Right, it was a tzivui, that it was daf kohim, he should be in charge of it.
Yeah, he's in charge.
Now, Masha'enkin, when Rashi gets to the Shmini Limiluim, Zok to Rashi, Shmini Limiluim she avoid the Rishon no shenasei salidei kohen gadol. Rashi is changing the term. He is not saying hutla anymore. He's saying nases. So I think here is where Rashi in Kedaki Bakodesh Bekitzur L'Shoinoi is being miramis to the Rashash's teretz. Rashi is coming to answer Rashash's kasha. What do you mean? Yom Kippur wasn't the first time. There was already Shmini Miluim. Rashi Shmini Miluim was the first time that any avodah was done by a kohen gadol. But it wasn't only by Kohen Gadol. There was no din there that only the Kohen Gadol is in charge. V'oraya Bnei Aaron were also involved. Mm-hmm. However, on Yom Kippur, it was the first time that was a Nayas Cholo. It was the first time that Avayda was mutal on a Kohen Gadol. That ain't Avayda Ksheira El Aboy, that no one else could be involved. So that's already a Nayas Cholo. So that's good for Rashi already is being Meramis in his Lashon to the Rashash's Teretz. Now, Nocha teretz zok Rashash. Oy de roitze loymar be korbanos hanehugim ledoyos. Ma she'enkin deches lemiluim lo yohayu elo l'shar. Rashash says nocha teretz. You know why Yom Kippur was a new haschol of avodas kohen gadol? I had already started on the Shmini Miluim. Zok to Rashash. It's true that in Shmini Miluim was the first time you had avodas kohen gadol, but in Shmini Miluim was a one-time thing. The whole Shmini Miluim was a mitzvah l'sha, right? However, b'negeya a mitzvah l'doy, b'negeya avaydo l'doy rois, Yom Kippur was the first time of avaydes kohen gadol. The avaydes kohen gadol of Miluim doesn't add up to that's not the first time of avaydes doy rois, because it's not avaydes doy rois, it's its own category. It was a mitzvah l'sha, the Miluim, it's not l'doy rois. When it comes to avaydo l'doy rois, Yom Kippur was the first avaydes kohen gadol. So Yichap, it's two different categories. The Shmini Miluim was the first time of any Avodas Kohen Gadol ever, and then the Yom Kippur was the first time that he had Avodas Dairis that was by a Kohen Gadol, not a Kohen Gadol. So that's another mahalo, another way how to explain what's the new Haschol of Yom Kippur. Okay, maybe we'll see soon. Maybe there's a different way of answering the Rosh Hashanah's kasha. For that, we have to go weiter. Okay, so that's not a good pshat in the Ikedami of Ravina, right? So that we shlugged up. That's going to be too similar to the first Ikedami. So what's the pshat in the Ravina with the Tchila, avoid the Tchila? Zog di Gimara, Elo. You have it? In the Gimara. Yeah, we're almost finished here. Elo avoid the Tchila b'makoim, avoid the Tchila b'makoim. So that's the pshat in the Ikedami. What does this mean? Zog Trashi. Tchilo b'makoyim. You have Rashi?
Yeah.
Tchilo b'makoyim. Yoyim ha-kippurim yesh loy avoido o yesh boy avoido lifnai v'lifnim. Shebayoyim ha-kippurim horishoin. Again, Rashi is going back to the first Yom Kippur. Hoyso tchilo b'makoyim. Shekoydem lochein loy nichnas adam shom la'avoido. The first time ever that anybody came into the Kodesh HaKodashim for Avodah was on the first Yom Kippur. Because only on Yom Kippur you could go into Kodesh HaKodashim.
Right.
Taka Rashi is being magish la Avodah. Why is Rashi saying la Avodah? Kodim lechino nichnas ad adam sham aruah. Why is Rashi adding the word la Avodah? Tarot says because they did go into Kodesh HaKodashim before. When they brought the Aron in.
Yeah.
Right? And also we know there's a Mishnah and Midos, there's a din that sometimes you have to fix. So the umnin could go in, yeah, even not can go, the umnin go in, there's a special way how they go in to fix it. But that's not la'avaydo. La'avaydo, only on Yom Kippur you can go in. Yeah, only can go on Yom Kippur. The umnin don't have to wait for Yom Kippur for going in for fixing it. Anyway, so that's about Yom Kippur. So that's how it's tchilo b'mokim. Yom Kippur started a new avoda in a new place, in a new mokim that was never before. V'yoyim shmini l'miluim, zok Rashi, ha'iso avoda tchilo, yom shmini l'miluim wasn't avoda slifnai v'lifnim, however there, ha'iso avoda tchilo b'mizbeach ha'chitzoim. The ha'inu on miluim also there was a schol ha'smokim. The ganza avoda and the mishkon and the azara and the mizbeach was also for the first time. So it's not the same mokim we're talking about here, by both cases, but both Yom Kippur and Miluim, Hatzad HaShavash of him, they both started Avodah in a new Mokim that was never before. The first time of the Mokim of Avodah of Mizbeach HaChitzon was in Shmini Miluim, and the first time of Mokim Avodah of Lifnei V'Lifnim was in Yom Kippur. So that's why they have Hatzad HaShavim, Mashenkin was Hashanah and Atzeres. Yeah, it wasn't the first time no Mokim was Avodah was Nischadesh on Rosh Hashanah and Atzeres, only on Yom Kippur and Miluim. There was some kind of a mokim avoda that was this chadish. Okay, that's the tzad shovim. Frekt Rashi, v'im bishvil shishim eshmoi shekol shivas yemei miluim. How could you tell me that the first avoda b'mizbeach achitzin there was a his chadish of a new mokim avoda in shmini miluim? Already during the shivas yemei miluim, heading up to the shmini, there was already avoda b'mizbeach achitzin. Moshe Rabbeinu did it. Throughout the shivas yemei miluim, Moshe Rabbeinu did the avoda. And then Aaron and Banov started doing the Avodah on Shmini. But how could you say there was a Avodah Tchilo B'Makoim on Shmini L'Miluim? It's not true. There was already Avodah in this Makoim that was Nischadesh of Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Avodah already started by Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. Yeah? So what about that? So how could you see the Shmini is the first time? Yad Avodah L'Mizbeach HaChitzon. So Rashi, Ein Kruya Avodah. Eitzel Avodas Kohanim Shehi Bishvush Bigdei Kehuna. v'shel Moshe b'chol uklavon shel yuchshar l'rosho. So Rashi says like this: klape the avoid. Rashi is not saying it's not in kru avoid the klap. Relatively to the avoida of the kohanim by Shmini, so the avoida of Moshe Rabbeinu is not considered the avoida. Why? Rashi says the avoida of kohanim is belevush big de kihuna. And Moshe Rabbeinu is b'chol uklavon shel yuchshar l'rosho.
So it's cool, man, avodah.
So that's why it's not really considered the avodah like the avodah's kahuna. Mm-hmm. We talk find the big de kahuna very significant even in the kashrus of the kohen. The halacha is that a kohen that works does the avodah without big de kahuna, he has a din zar. It's not just the psul. It's like he's an ois kohen. He's only a kohen while he's wearing the big de kahuna. What? Yeah, right. Bekihuna, right. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu, which was obviously was anyway. He was not a real kohen. He's not Aaron Baruch. But there was a rasha that he should do the avodah. And you see that even when he did the avodah, he didn't do it with big dekihuna. Yeah. So vice versa, it wasn't the pshat that he was then the kohen. And during Shiva Simei HaMiluim, he was supposed to be the kohen, and then it changed. No. Even when he was doing it without the official Big Dikuno. So vice versa, the gather of the Soiras Shah was not that Moshe Rabbeinu was a kohen then. Moshe Rabbeinu was not a kohen, he was a Zar, and there was a Soiras Shah that he should do the Avaida anyway. So a Zar that is doing the Avaida is vice versa, it's not a real Avaida. Yeah. So it was a din to do it anyway, but it wasn't the real thing. It wasn't the real Avaida. Yeah. One of the achronim here at the end of the Gemara, the Mitzpe Eson, he wants to say a different teretz on Rashi's Kasha here from Moshe Rabbeinu, al pi Taisus and Avodah Zarah. There's a Taisus and Avodah Zarah bring down from the Rimei Olyans, the Santa Zach. He says that Shivas Yimei Miluim, because Moshe Rabbeinu kept taking apart the Mishkan every day. It says that he took apart the Mishkan and then he built it again the next day, right? Was Mefarek the Mishkan and binded the Mishkan again every day of the Shiva Simei Miluim, right? So Tyson of Idizor say his side that since that was the matziv of the Mishkan during the Shiva Simei Miluim, that it was constantly a binyan, that it was constantly Arai, he would put it up and take it apart every day. So Mimelo, it didn't have yet a din mishkan b'chlal. It didn't have yet a din mikdash, a din mizbeach. What was it? Zokte teisen avi dezava. At this, during the Shiva Simei HaMiluim, it had a status like a bama. Like a bama, you're doing a krav on a bama. It wasn't yet the mizbeach, the mishkan. Mimele zokte mitzpe eison al pizeh. So we have a new teretz in Rashi's kasha. What is Rashi asking? How could you say that the avodah started in the mizbeach achitzoin by shmini lemiluim? Already Moshe Rabbeinu did it before. Teretz says when Moshe, it's true that Moshe Rabbeinu did it, and maybe it's taka avodah what Moshe did, avodah gemura. But the avodah that he did was avodah in a bama. It wasn't the mizbeach yet. It wasn't considered the mizbeach yet. So the first time that a taka became a mizbeach, stopped being a bama, it became mizbeach, it became a mishkan, was only in Shmini Dimiluim when it was there to stay, and that was the first time that they started the avodah there. So that's why it's ascholas avodah samachim. That's a different teretz from Rashi's kasha. Okay. Now, I just want to point out here something very interesting. You see, when Rashi says, or the Gemara is saying here basically, that the first time there was a avodah lifnei v'lifnim was on Yom Kippur, which Rashi says, the pshat is it's the first Yom Kippur, right? That's the avodah tchilu b'mokim. First time there was a avodah in Kodesh HaKodoshim, right? Now, is that so? Is that true that the first avodah, we said Rashi saying dafka the avodah, the Gemara is already being magish dafka the avodah. But even the avodah, is that the first time there was avodah lifnei v'lifnim on the first Yom Kippur? There was never avodah in Kodesh HaKodashim before that? B- By the way, there are shittes that even the another vavi when they bought the Eish Zara, it was avoid lifnai v'lifnim. So that's, and that was shmir l'miluim. That's nacha ara. But that I'm not talking about. I'm talking about kipshutoi. Yeah, the avoid lifnai v'lifnim, the legitimate avoid lifnai v'lifnim. Was it the first time when you on the first Yom Kippur? That's the first time there was avoid lifnai v'lifnim. There was never avoid before that.
I
don't know. We spoke about it recently. Remember, we had a Rashash that the Rashash in the beginning of Daf Bezim with Base. The Rashash, yeah, the Gemara there is talking about the pasuk Vayaska Shotziva Hashem Es Moshe. That when Moshe said the Parshas Achvi Moshe said the Avodas Yom Kippurim, which he said it on the by the Shemini Miluim, right? Achim Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron, right? Achim Mois Bnei Aaron. So it says in the pasuk, "Vayaska Shetziva Hashem Es Moshe." So Kipshuta, it's Mashma that right away Aaron did it. So he said, "So Rashi and Chumash is Zaymin done it. It can be because it wasn't Yom Kippur; it was Shchedish Nisan." So Rashi says it means that when the time came, he did this. When Yom Kippur came, what did the Rashash say about it? Zok the Rashash. We could learn the pasuk Kipshuto. Why? Because we have the Goyen's Yesite. The Goyen says that Aaron HaKoyen himself was different than any Kohen Gadol Doiris. He had the privilege to go into to go and do Avodah Kodesh Kodoshim whenever he wants. B'chol Yomayis Hashana. He didn't have to wait for Yom Kippur. As long as he did it according to the Seder HaAvodah of Yom Kippur with the right korbanos, etc., the right begadim, he could go anytime he wants. And he may lose Zok to Rashash, according to that, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Vayaska shirtziva Hashem es Moshe. The pshat is kipshuta. It was an immediate reaction. Moshe Rabbeinu was taka metzava on David Yom Kippurim on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but right away Aaron did it. He didn't have to wait for Yom Kippur because Aaron could go in whenever he wants. Yeah, that's the going you say. That'll be the medrash. B'zayis Yovi Aaron al Kodesh be'emas shi'chol emas shu writes milvat shi'asik aseder hazeh. No, so lefi this goyin, lefi this washash, so lichuva, it's not true. How could you tell me that in the first Yom Kippur was the first time there was avodah lifnai v'lifnim? It's not true. Aaron already did the avodah lifnai v'lifnim already way before, already by the shmini demiluim. He already went lifnai v'lifnim. That's what the pasuk is saying. Vayaska shetziva Hashem es Moshe, that kipshuti it's miyad, like the washash said in the leil, right? So al pi the goyin, it wasn't the first time. Yom Kippur Rishon was not the first time he had avodah kodesh kodashim. So how is the Gemara saying it's the first time? You hear the horror. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a big problem. Mm-hmm. It's interesting the Rashash is not being oimed on this, even though he himself brought this goyin le'el and said this pshat in the pasuk. So lemaisa, I think, according to the goyin, we're going to have to say a different pshat in the Gemara here than Rashi. When the Gemara is saying that it's tchilo b'makom, right? Yom Kippur is tchilo b'makom, which obviously is referring to the Kodesh HaKodashim, lifnai v'lifnim. It doesn't mean like what Rashi says, Yom Kippurim Harishon. That's Rashi's Hosafa. The Gemara never said we're talking about the first Yom Kippur. All along, Rashi is adding here, Yom Kippur Harishon. Rashi said it legabi the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur Rishon. Now we're saying it legabi the Mokim Lifnai Vilfni Yom Kippur Rishon. The Gemara didn't say it. Pashtis is the Gemara is talking about any Yom Kippur because we the Din preaches legabi Yom Kippur Ledoiris, right? We said before, we tried to explain before how it works out with Rashi, the Cheshbon here of the Tzushto, but Lamaisa the Gemara doesn't mention we're talking about only Yom Kippur Rishon. However, Lichur Rashi is right. Only Yom Kippur Rishon was the Aschala of the Kohen Gadol, of this Kohen Gadol, of this Lifnai Vilfni. But that can't be according to the Goyen. It can't be because even the Yom Kippur Rishon is not the Ascholo, right? It's not the Ascholo. So Al Kochoch, we're going to have to say a different pshat in the Gemara according to the Goyen. When the Gemara is saying that Yom Kippur is the Ascholas Avoidas Kohen Gadol, Ascholas Avoidas Lifnai V'Lifnim, it's not referring to Yom Kippurim Rishon. The like Rashi. Yom Kippur Rishon was talking out the first time anyway, so you're not gaining anything by saying that it's the first Yom Kippur according to the Goyen. There was already Avodas Lifnai V'Lifnim beforehand. So what is the Pshat in Gemara? Vaistoi, so I want to suggest the Pshat is different. When the Gemara is saying Tchila, Yom Kippur is Tchila, Tchila, Avodas Lifnai V'Lifnim, it means every year you have on Yom Kippur a new avodas kohen gadol, a new avodas lifnei v'lifneim. Since it's only a once a year thing, only once a year there's avodas kohen gadol. Only once a year there's avodas lifnei v'lifneim, which is Yom Kippur. So every year Yom Kippur is considered like a new haschala of avodas kohen gadol, a new haschala of lifnei v'lifneim. In other words, till now we were assuming that chila means the first time ever, the first time in history. I'm saying no. If the Gaon, we're going to have to say that's not the pshat in Gemara. That's not what the Gemara means. When the Gemara is saying tchila, doesn't mean it's the first time ever. It means it's the first time in the year. There's a cycle every year. You have to wait for Yom Kippur for having a avodas kohen gadol, for having avodas mutaras kohen gadol, for having avodas lifnei v'lifneim. Every year it's a new haschala. That's what it means. It's the first time. It's not talking about the first time in history. So first of all, if he's there, we don't have to come on to what Rashi keeps saying, Rishon. It's not about the Rishon. Every Yom Kippur is Aschola of Avodas Kohen Gadol, is Aschola of Avodas Lifnei V'Lifneim, because all year long you can't do that. You have to wait for Yom Kippur. Anay Aschola. That's going to be the pshat, a whole different pshat in Gemara. So we don't have to come on to all the Rishons Rashi's adding here. Now if he's there, that's going to answer our kasha. Peter, go ahead. It's what did we ask? The Yom Kippur Rishon was not the first time ever that was avodas lifnei v'lifneim. Aaron HaKohen already did it beforehand. Teretz says in the Chinami, we're not talking about the first time ever. We're not talking about the Yom Kippur Rishon b'chlal. We're saying that every year the Yom Kippur is a new haschol of avodas lifnei v'lifneim. So he made it tonight. So that stems. Even according to the Gaon, it's true that Aaron HaKohen did it already the first time before Yom Kippur Rishon. We're not talking about the first time ever. We're saying every year Yom Kippur is the first time. Yeah, haschol of avodas lifnei v'lifneim. Yeah, avodas can go. That's all. Now we made, and that's lichul muchvach to say that it'll be the goyin. The Rashi's pshat won't work if you're the goyin. You hear?
Right.
Yeah. So far, so good.
I'm just again one of my big things. Really, Rosh Hashanah. If for everything else, Rosh Hashanah is the haschalah.
No, but it's not the haschalah of avodas lifnei v'lifneim. Rosh Hashanah, there's no avodas lifnei v'lifneim.
Right, that's
every year, the first time you have tchilas avodas mokum, tchilas avodas b'mokum, tchilas avodas kohen gadol is Yom Kippur. Right, so that's the pshat.
No, but we can go a whole year.
What? No, we can't. We can't.
So that's
only Aaron HaKohen. That's a bezunda dibnei Aaron HaKohen that they could do call it Mitzvah Shana. Ledoimus, a regular Kohen Gadol, could only go on Yom Kippur. That's for sure. The Gaon is not arguing with that.
Why don't we just
the Gaon
say
is saying Aaron HaKohen is different. So I'm saying Lefi Rashi that the pshat in the tchilo here means the first time ever, which Mimela means Yom Kippur Harishon, like Rashi says. So we have a problem. Yom Kippur was not the first time ever that there was avodas lifnei v'lifneim, because Aaron HaKohen already went before lifnei v'lifneim, right?
So we're not talking about ever.
The Teretz says, we're saying, Alpi the Goyen, we're not talking about the first time ever, we're talking about the first time every year. Once we're talking about the first time every year, so that's true, even according to the Goyen, every year, the first time you have avodas kohen gadol is the first avodas lifnei v'lifneim is on Yom Kippur. There was one time in history that Aaron HaKohen was able to go on a different day, so what? But it's still every year, L'dayris, you have to wait for Yom Kippur. Yeah? Because that was only Aaron HaKohen himself had this heter. So in the door of Aaron HaKohen, so it was B'chol Yom HaShana. But L'dayris, yeah, by us, only on Yom Kippur you can go in Lifnei V'Lifnei. How can I have Avodah Lifnei V'Lifnei? So Kumta is that every year, the Haskholas Avodah Lifnei V'Lifnei is on Yom Kippur.
So why don't we just say that every year, L'dayris, that is the only time That there's another.
I don't understand. So you're asking. What are you asking?
That typically, instead of saying it's not scholar,
yeah,
just say that every year Ladiris, this is the time, the only time.
Very good. Answer it. Why is the Gemara? You're focusing on Haschola. What's the Lashon Haschola? The Teretz says because the tzushta that we're making here to Miluim is about Haschola, because Miluim was Taka Haschola. Yeah, if we want to compare it to Miluim, Miluim wasn't the only time in the year. It wasn't a yearly thing, wasn't an annual thing. Miluim was the actual Haschola. That before that was Taka Never Me'olam, like Rashi says, Avodas Kohen Gadol, Avodas Lifnei V'Lifneim, Avodas Mokim, the new Mokim is Mech Chitzay. So he's saying, there's a Tzad HaShava between Yom Kippur and Miluim, that both of them, you have a new Haschola of Avodas Kohen Gadol, of Avodas Lifnei V'Lifneim, of Avodas, a new Mokim, of Ischachis of a Mokim Avodah. And the Miluim was taka the first time ever. On Yom Kippur, it's the first time in the year. But the reason why we have to use the concept of tchilo here, of aschola, is because that's the only way we could shtel tzu, we could compare the two, the Miluim and the Yom Kippur.
So it's more like hischachos. It's not a haschol by
both of them, it's a haschola. Just here, it's the first time ever. And here, it's the first time in the year. But
it's not the first time in the year.
It is. Every year. It's the first time in the every time. The first time in the year.
Something once a year. You could call it the first time of the year.
Okay. I hear. Anyway, I think that's the only way you can teach up the Gemara, the Gaon, unless you have a different teretz. I think the Kashi here, I'm saying the Rashi's Mahalach won't work according to the Gaon. It's just won't work. It's not true, right? According to the Gaon. Now, that also is going to answer the other we asked before. What about the Manda Oma that Nodav Aviyu did already Avodah Lifnei V'Lifnim on Shmini L'Miluim? Yeah, there is such a Manda Oma also in Chazal, in Mishainim. Yeah, so what we're saying now is going to answer that also. Because it's true, but every year still, the Haskol of Avodah Lifnei V'Lifnim is in Yom Kippur. We're not talking about Yom Kippur reaching the first time ever. Okay? So that's another Revach we're going to have from this Mahalach. Besides, I think the Pasha of the Gemara is not mentioning Rishon, so it's more the Kipshuta. Yeah, it's in the Pasha in the Loshna Gemara, it's better. You don't the Gemara is not saying Rishon because the Gemara is not talking about Rishon. Now, a third Reva we can have from this, I think, is going back to the Gemara before the first Ikadami of Ravina, which was about. Not the first Ikadami, the first Pshat the Gemara was suggesting about the Ikadami, that it's Tchilo Bekoyin Godl, right? Tchilo Bekoyin Godl, so Rashi said, Doni Yom Kippurim Shei Avoda Rishoino Shehutlo Bekoyin Godl, right? So the Rashash had a kasha on Rashi, you remember? Rashash asked, how could you say Yom Kippur was the first Avodas Kohen Godl? There was already Avodas Kohen Godl in Shemini Demilu in Gufo,
right?
So how was the first Yom Kippur? Yeah, Rashi says, yeah, Avodah Rishon Shehutlo Bekoyin Godl be Yom Kippurim HaRishon, right? Fact, Rashash, the Yom Kippur Rishon wasn't the first Avodah Rishon Godl, it was already before, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan already was Avodah Rishon Godl, by the Shemini Lemiluim, right? So the Rashash said Tirutzim, right? Lefi what we're saying now, Lefi the Gaon, so the Kushi Mikor Leisa, because we're not talking about Yom Kippurim HaRishon. The Rashash's Kash is only according to Rashi's Mahalach, that we're talking about Yom Kippur Rishon here, and we mean the first time ever. So, fact of Rosh, it's not the first time ever. You already had Shemini Demiluim. But the thing what we're saying here now, Apid the Gaon, so the Gemara is not talking about Yom Kippur Rishon. The Gemara is not talking about the first time ever. All the Gemara is saying is that every year on Yom Kippur, it's the first time you have Avodas Kohen Gadol. Just like we said by Lifnei V'Lifnim, we'll say there. So, what's the Shaykh is there was already on Shemini Demiluim? Who's talking about that? We're not talking about the first time ever. We're saying every year it's a new Aschola. So that's going to answer. Was the Rosh Hashanah's kasha there, right? So yes, you see, this mamish. There's a lot of revachim from this mahalach. One last point about it: we already mentioned a few times with Meir Simcha's yesoid in the whole sugi here that with Meir Simcha says that, and this is taka the place to talk about it. This is the with Meir Simcha says that the yesoid of din prisha on Yom Kippur, the mechayiv of the din prisha on miluim on Yom Kippur. Is mitzad the kedushas hamokoyim. The kedushas hamokoyim is mechayiv. Dehainu, it's not the kedushas hayoyim. It's not because Yom Kippur is special, that's why you need a din prisha daf kibbe Yom Kippur. But it's because on Yom Kippur there's avayda lifnai v'lifnim. It's the only time you have avayda in kodesh hakodoshim. So the kedushas hamokoyim of kodesh hakodoshim is mechayiv a special prisha shivas yomim. That's the lundis, that's the mechayiv of din prisha. That's what the Meir Simcha says. Yeah, we said there's a chakir about it. There's two tzadim. Is the din prisha mitzad though? Is the mechayev? Is the kedushas hamokim? Is the kedushas hazman of Yom Kippur? The Menachem Zemba is presenting it as two tzadim. The Meir Simcha is going with this mahalach. Now, where's the Meir Simcha coming from? How does he know? How does he know that it's the mokim is mechayev? Maybe it's takad the Yom Kippur alone is mechayev. Zok the Meir Simcha, I see it in this gemara because the gemara is saying the mekayev. Yeah, according to this ikadami, the tzushtil. Of the Mekoyev Din Prisha of Yom Kippur from the Miluim is because they both have in common the Avodah Tchilo B'Makoyim. So you see that the point is that there's a new Mokim Avodah. It's a Naya Mokim Avodah. It's a Hayek Dusha of a Mokim Avodah. That's what's special about Yom Kippur. And that's what you needed in Din Prisha. And that's what you needed by the Miluim also. Mizbech HaChitzim was the first time. Right? So he made a Zakti Min Simcha. I'm not just taking it literally as just a Mahalach in the Yelfusa that it has a certain similarity and that's why we're picking Yom Kippur over the others. Zakti Min Simcha is a state Mevidim. Since Mamish, this is the Yisoid HaDin. You see here that the Pshat Alam, this is, it's about the Kedusha Samakoy. That's the Mechayiv, the Din Prisha. That's what Meir Simcha is learning our Gemara. Now, if you think about it, Yeah? According to Rashi's Mahalach and the Gemara, Rabbi Simcha's Yesod doesn't make sense. The way he's coming from our Gemara doesn't make sense. Let's make the Cheshbon. What is Rashi saying? Rashi's saying, you know, it's pshat that Yom Kippur is Tchilas Avoyda B'Mokoyim. Yeah, that's Loshna Gemara. Avoyda Tchila B'Mokoyim. What's Avoyda Tchila B'Mokoyim in Yom Kippur? It's like Rashi. Not that today it's Avoyda Tchila B'Mokoyim. It means it's referring to the first Yom Kippur in history. Yom HaKippurim HaRishon was the first time you had Avoyda in Kodesh HaKodoshim, right? According to Rashi, Rabbi Simcha's Yesod Ot Nishkin Verter. So how do you see here that the Mechayiv of the Din Prisha is the Kedushas HaMokoyim? The Din Prisha L'Doiris, yeah, is not just in the first Yom Kippur, it's every Yom Kippur. So every Yom Kippur, what is Rabbi Simcha saying? Every Yom Kippur, the reason why you need the Din Prisha, the Mechayiv of the Din Prisha, is because the Kedushas HaMokoyim. Where do you see it in this Gemara? This Gemara is not talking about Yom Kippur. This Gemara is talking about only about the first Yom Kippur. And the first Yom Kippur was the first time that he had Avodah Lifnei V'Lifneim. And that's what's unique about that. That's why we choose Yom Kippur for applying the Din Prisha to it. The Gemara is not talking about the Din Prisha on Yom Kippur, that Yom Kippur is something special because you go into the Kedush HaKadoshim. The Gemara is talking about something else. The Gemara is talking, the Gemara is talking about the Yom, like we said before. According to Rashi, obviously the Gemara is talking about the Yom. Yom Kippur has something special in it, that the first time in history that there was ever but this Kengadol was an Yom Kippur. So that's why even a Dairis you need an Yom Kippur of the Kedushas Hazman. So if something in Rashi it's taka mashmak vakert that the Mechayiv that didn't preach is the Kedushas Hazman. It's just a simen hazah. You see Yom Kippur is a special day, the Horayah, that the first time ever the Yad Avodah Lifnei V'Lifneim was on the first Yom Kippur. So I mean that shows you in general that the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur, the Yom of Yom Kippur is a special day. But you can't tell me that it's because the Kedushas HaMokim is Mechayiv the Prisha. You know why the Kengadol has to have to do the Prisha after Ben Simcha? Because he's going into the Kodesh HaKodashim. That's not what the Gemara is saying here. He's saying he's coming from this Gemara. That's not what the Gemara is saying here. The Gemara is not saying that every Yom Kippur he needs the Prisha because of the Kedushas HaMokim of now. The Gemara is saying it's because of the first time, the first Yom Kippur was the first time he went to the Kodesh HaKodashim. It's a whole different thing. So Vaistois, Rabbi Meir Simcha learned Pshat the Gemara like we're saying, not like Rashi. The only way Rabbi Meir Simcha makes sense is if we learn like us. Taka, according to Rashi, that maybe this Gemara is Taka going to be a riot like Rabbi Meir Simcha. Like we wanted to say the Rashash, Menachem Zemba. But according to Rabbi Meir Simcha, the Pshat and Gemara is different. You know what the Gemara means? Tchila b'mokoyim. The Gemara means, avoid the Tchila b'mokoyim, not talking about the history, first time ever, Yom Kippur Rishon. The Gemara means to say that on every year, the Yom Kippur is the first time in the year that you could go, avoid the Lifnei V'Lifneim. It's like, gay, el doiris. Every Yom Kippur is like that. So now, if that's a Pshat Gemara, now we could go ahead and say, oh, so Pshat is vice tois, the Mechayiv of the Din Prisha is because now, on this Yom Kippur, it's the first time this year you're going to Kodesh HaKodashim. So this new Haskhala of this year, that first time you're going this year to Kodesh HaKodashim, that's Mechayiv, a special Prisha, Shiva Siyamim. We're not talking about the Yom Kippur Rishon here, we're not talking about history, we're talking about this Yom Kippur. Every Yom Kippur, the Prisha has to do with the fact that the first time this year you're going to Kodesh HaKodashim. So the only way with Mir Simcha makes sense is Yesod Lichu is only according to our Pshat, or Peter Goyen, Deloy Kirashi. So that's another nafkemino that's going to be between these two pirushim that we're saying here. The Rashi's pirush and the Malach we said, Peter Goyen. You chap the.
Yeah,
okay, so we'll just finish the Gemara here. Zog the Gemara. Ki also Ravdimi Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Ki also Ravdimi Omar, I'm sorry. Rabbi Yochanan mos nichado. Rabbi Shua ben Levi mos nitarte. This is just an easy thing. We'll just finish with this. So far, we said that Rabbi Yochanan was learning Din Prisha from Iluim for two things, Ladoiris, right? Yom Kippur and Parah Aduma. That's how we started off in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, right? Comes Rav Dimi now and says a Chiddush. No, Rabbi Yochanan only said it about one thing, not about two. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said it about two. Rabbi Yochanan mos nichado lasis lechaper elu maisi Yom Kippurim. Dehainu, from all this pasuk, we're only learning Yom Kippur, we're not learning Parah Aduma at all. Yeah, there's an extra lashon here. Lasos lechapers Yom Kippur. What is the lasos? We already had a Tesis Yeshanim leil benegad of Beis Amud Aleph. The Tesis Yeshanim said ucho velasos who uche de kuro kloimer lasos prisho b'shul Yom Kippur. Lasos is not lasos the ma'ase pava, but lasos is referring to that's a ma'ase prisho. Lasos ma'ase prisho on the day of the kapava on lechapir on the Yom Kippur. But all you have here is Yom Kippur. You don't have pava aduma at all. However, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi must nitate lasos elu ma'ase pava lechaper elu ma'ase Yom Kippurim. So the way we had it all along from Daf Beis that we're also learning the Din Prisha for the Parah Aduma, not just for Yom Kippur. That's not Rabbi Yochanan. That's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Okay. Is that so? Who is saying the name of Yom Kippur and Parah Adumah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph? That Russia, the way he touched it up double. Last I said Lomaisa Paro, Lchapi Lomaisa Yom Kippur, like we had on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Who is the Bala Meimah? It was Rabbi Yochanan. It was Lehedi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is dashing that Russian Daf Beis Amud Aleph. He's the Modi Shmaitzer. Frag the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Mas Nichado, Va'anantnan, So first of all, the Gemara is asking. First, the Gemara is before asking from Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara is asking, how could you say that there is no din? That's what the Gemara is asking first. How could you say that anybody holds that there's no din prisha by Parah Adumah, only by Yom Kippur? It's in the Mefurish Mishnah that there's a din prisha also by Parah Adumah. The Mishnah in Yuma says din prisha by Yom Kippur, and the Mishnah in Parah says a din prisha by Parah Adumah, like it was brought down in Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Zog di Gemara, Mailo be'alma. The Hainu, this Mandoma holds that the real din prisha as a din gomam ikar din is only by Yom Kippur. There's a Mishnah on Parah that we have it also by Parah. The prisha there, it's only a ma'ila ba'alma. It's not a real din. What does this mean? Zokt Rashi mipnei hakal sheikilubo letame midas hakoyin hasoifo to on purpose go ahead and be mitame the koyin like we saw in Daf Beis laitzim libum shul tzedukim. That to show that even a tvul yom is kosher for it. Also, with Milo's rabbis, yeah, we already saw that they used clay avonim because of that. They had to balance up this kula that they did loitzim ilibum shul tzedukim. They had to balance it up with other chumris. So one of the chumris they did was the prisha, but they only did it as a chumrah for balancing up the kula they did against the tzedukim. It wasn't a real din. It's for sure not a din doy rice. It's not a real din. Mashenki paradum. It's a real din. We learn it from the miluim. The power we're not learning from the miluim. There's no drasha about it. We're just doing it as a ma'ilo ba'alma, so it doesn't need the pasuk. Okay, so that answers the mishnah. But then the gemara asks, yeah, but no, there's another problem. The oma avan yumi berchelkiyo, oma av mechasi beridi, oma rabbi yochanan. The first time we had this gemara about power adum adashin it from this pasuk on the daf beis amud aleph was Rabbi Yochanan himself saying this drasha. Kasha also by him that tziva shem las lechaper lichem las oisim lemaisi pova lechaper lemaisi yom kippurim. So how could you say that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of this drasha? How can you say Rabbi Yochanan only dashes from it Yom Kippur, not Parah Adumah? Rabbi Yochanan is the one that originally said this drasha also about Parah Adumah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. So that's now a second kasha. Zog di Gemara, who the Rabbi? The Hainu, what he said in Daf Beis Amud Aleph that he dashed it also about Parah Adumah. He was not saying his own opinion, but he was quoting his Rabbi. Where do we find such a thing? Where do we find that his Rebbe said that? Dichioso Rabbi no Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Laso Yisrael Umaise Povo Lechaper Umaise Yom Kippurim. So what's going on here? So he's saying, this is Taka Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. There's already we find that Rabbi Yochanan Taka brings it down Lehedyo B'shem Rabbi Shmuel in a different place that Taka Dashins. Also the Parah Adumah from the Pasuk. So Imeila, we could say that when Rabbi Yochanan was saying this in Daf Beis Amud Aleph, he really meant to say this B'Shem Rabbi Shmuel. B'Shem is Rabbi. It wasn't his own opinion. However, the Gemara is now saying Rabbi Yochanan's own shita about it is that only the Yom Kippur is a din, is a real din gomo that is coming from the Drasha. Parah Adumah is just a Ma'ilu B'Alma. Adkan.